Tomorrow's News Today.
Well, that drudge headline's accurate. Supremes eviscerate Voting Rights Act, void majority black districts. Yeah, you can't gerrymander districts according to race. And the Democrats have been gerrymandering things for really hundreds of years. They're the experts at it. California, Illinois are some of the worst states. And the Supreme Court did a very good thing here. Now, you see Florida shooting for 4 more Republican seats, Texas, things like that. We should have triple that. It's absolutely ridiculous how they've rigged all this. And it's completely documented. I won't go back over the history of that. I know all of you basically know as much as I do or more. It's ridiculous. But I don't know if the Supreme Court ruling and a few of the red states gaining some more Republican seats, pushing back some of the fraud, is going to be enough, because Trump's approval rating has dropped even more to another all-time low as oil prices explode because of the Strait of Hormuz 61 days into this, which we warned the president would happen, which the Pentagon did, everybody else. I just can't believe that he did this. Eric Prince couldn't believe it. I know Tulsi Gabbard couldn't believe it. And then I also love how the neocons say they're MAGA now and we're all traitors for being right. Unbelievable. Absolutely insane. Yeah, there's your live show headline today. Gas prices explode as continued closure of Strait of Hormuz destabilizes the planet's economy and plunge Trump's approval ratings. Plus, Supreme Court of the United States hands huge victory to Republicans by killing race-based districts. Please watch and share. Now, starting at midnight tomorrow night, you won't be able to go to InfoWars.com and get the live feed at InfoWars.com/show. Band.video won't be there anymore. None of that. I mean, we're told to get out of the building at midnight by the receiver. I don't know what they're going to do with the stuff. We're not going to touch it. And who knows? They may just sit up there for a while. I have no idea what they're going to do. But I've got major updates for you on that today. And we're going to be live tomorrow starting at 11 a.m. right through till 9, 10 o'clock at night. Just myself and Harrison and a whole raft of special guests and special hosts. And I don't even know if I'm going to stay till midnight when the private detective firm that the Texas receiver by the Soros judge comes up here, whatever they're going to do. No, and then they probably won't even show up. I mean, it's never ending. And we've survived so many of these attempts that federal judges overturn later. And my lawyers are like, we can probably overturn this. Do you want to do it again? And I said, well, no, because the receiver is not paying the bills, and that looks like that'll be upheld by the courts. So they're just unplugging us, basically. So that's why I said 3 weeks ago, I said, looks like the 30th will be our last day. Knowing the globalists, they love to do stuff on May Day. I bet they close us on May Day. And they are in state court today trying to get this all aficionadoed. It hasn't even been ruled on, and the Onion's running around, for, as you know, saying, we got it, it's ours. And no one points out, hey, they said they did that a year and a half ago, and it was found to be fraud. I even see conservative people that I like who, you know, are pretty smart going with the headline, well, I guess they got it. I guess it's theirs. And then I send them a text message and no response back. Usually these people respond back to me. I've sent it to 5 or 6 big Republican, you know, MAGA talk show hosts that just reported it like it was all true. And I sent them messages and sent them earlier articles when they said this a year and a half ago, and just no response back. It's like, it's just become normalized that I'm a Democrat Party deep state chew toy for a dog. And I don't feel sorry for myself. It's just like, good God, if this was happening to anybody else, I'd be all over it. That's all I do is defend everybody else's free speech. And it's just unbelievable. It is literally open season on us. But you know who does stand with us? The listeners and viewers. And I salute you and thank you. And now is the time more than ever to spread the word about the new Alex Jones Network. Stay with us. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade, take starting meds to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, there's so much incredibly important news. I'm like a starving dog that has been released into a butcher shop. It's April 29th, 2026, on this Wednesday live transmission. We are less than 48 hours out from the shutdown of InfoWars. In fact, will you guys create a digital timer starting now, or as soon as you can fire one up, running until midnight central tomorrow? They say they're coming to lock the doors. They don't even have a court order yet, but they say they know how the judge is going to rule because they're all in cahoots on record. It's literally a production. HBO produced this whole thing with the Central Intelligence Agency. That got declassified. Totally illegal, absolutely historic. DOJ funded it, and we've documented it and done all the special reports and done our federal civil rights lawsuit in federal court, and the federal court's just sitting on it. The state court has blocked them from grabbing the building, but they don't care. They are just turning the power off starting Friday, the internet off, and they've told us that. So one way or another, they want us out of here. And barring a miracle, we'll be shut down Thursday evening. I know we've survived so many times. It's people just say, oh, don't worry, Alex. God's going to come through. Well, God will come through if that's God's plan. So I'll do an update on this. Oh, I got a bunch of big guests today. Nick Fuentes is joining me at 1 o'clock for 2 hours to cover Trump's imploding approval rating, the Republicans in deep trouble in the midterms. Will the Supreme Court ruling shooting down much of the Voting Rights Act, which I think is the right ruling, obviously. It's totally racially based and skewed and proven fraud. They probably got 70 seats they shouldn't have in the House via the bizarre gerrymandering. We're going to get into the war, exploding oil prices 61 days into this sucker. We're going to get into people claiming that Nick Fuentes is on the SPLC payroll, even though he's not in any of the documents and it is not. And I know I sure as hell have never worked with the Southern Poverty Law Center. They have helped sue us, infiltrated us once, wrote a big expose about it, tried to set us up. I mean, all sorts of stuff, right? All these giant hit pieces on me, docs where our office is and where we live. And I'd forgotten this. I saw a clip of Nick. They'll get to later when he's on. He just got back from vacation. But he reminded that a year ago, or a year and a half ago, a guy came to his house saying, I'm going to kill you with a gun. And when the police pull up, he runs down the street and dies in a shootout down the street. And no one really covered it or cared. I cared. It was any journalist, even a liberal journalist or somebody I agree with or disagree with. That's big news. Guy pulls up a motorcycle with motorcycle helmet on, has a gun, I'm here to kill you, Nick Fuentes. The cops get called. He runs and, you know, two blocks down the road, dies in a firefight with him in Chicago. And I'd forgotten that the SPLC doxed him, said where his house was, said where his office was, said when he came and went, so he could get killed. So I just love how the internet works. Even when a group's trying to get you killed, the very Nazi groups and other groups that are on the Southern Poverty Law Center payroll will then say you're a Fed. Because I know they do that. They're trying to get me killed. They're trying to get Nick killed. And I don't see any evidence that Nick is a Fed, as they say. But it's not about even defending him. It's about without even looking for it, as soon as that SPLC stuff came out, it was Jones is caught. Jones is on the payroll. Jones is getting money. See, it's over for him and Fuentes. And I went and looked at the bot farms and the so-called influencers, and they were just flat-out lying, of course. But then many of them are affiliated with groups that are on not just the Southern Poverty Law Center payroll, but the ADL and other leftist foundations. And that's because they're so discredited. All they can do to try to discredit real critics of the corrupt system is claim we secretly work for them. Oh, Jones is loyal opposition. Yeah. Oh, he's an insider. That's how he knows all this stuff. Like, how do they deal with my predictions being 99% accurate? Oh, he's given secret information. Yeah, by whistleblowers. Plus, I can study all this. Plus, most of it's public. How did I know they were going to release a respiratory virus and then give you a vaccine that erases your immune system and attacks your testicles and heart? Because they had all those white papers and reports. And I had Dr. Rima Lebo, whose husband was the former head of the U.S. Army, releasing the information. And they passed the BioShield program in 2004 saying we're going to use a respiratory virus to have lockdown 6 feet apart, wear masks, shut down all major events to train people to live under this new Disease X reality. They told us that's how I know 90% of the time. I know all this stuff because it's admitted. But they just talk to us like we're all idiots. Fauci has all these giant meetings and C-SPAN shows going back over decades. In defense of gain of function, another conference, why we need gain of function. And then all his emails and papers and reports, how to soup up viruses, U.S. government funding to do it. Because, yeah, we have laws, it's illegal, but the U.S. government's violating it. So, no, they don't send Fauci to jail because he heads up the programs carrying out the illegal crap for him. We knew day one when they released COVID, where it came from, how Obama ordered it made. We talked about it in 2015 when scientists blew the whistle and a bunch of them got killed. You see, it's the deep context we have here. And there's nothing more frustrating than having deep knowledge and all the interconnectivity of constantly studying for decades, having all the top sources, but also being able to analyze. I mean, usually I already know what's going on before agency heads give us information. Or I'll call somebody and say, here's my analysis. You think that's accurate? Yeah, that's extremely accurate. You might just want to add this to it. That's my opinion. Nothing secret. Of course. I don't even need... I can see an article the globalists put out, read the headline, and I know what's going to be in the article. Because I know their methods. I'm inside their head more than they probably are in their own heads. So it's not about me defending myself because there's zero evidence of it that I work for the Southern Poverty Law Center. It's about I know if you've been on TikTok or you've been on X or you've been on Instagram or anywhere... You see that because what are they going to do when there's videos of me 30 years ago exposed to the Southern Poverty Law Center running white supremacist groups? What are they going to do when I had top experts on with smoking gun eyewitnesses that the SPLC cooked the bomb with the feds that was the diversionary blast, the Ryder truck? What are you going to do when I said Charlottesville was staged by them and here's how they did it and then they funded a group to sue me but had to drop it at trial? When I've been battle-hardened, thoroughbred MVP battling the Southern Poverty Law Center, one of their top enemies, you just simply say, I work for them. That's how easy it is. When you are a little white supremacist group actually funded through a subsidiary by them. So that's their bizarre defense mechanism. No one believes us. We're in trouble. What are we going to do? And remember, they sent a gunman in that shot the place up at Focus on the Family. And even though they got in trouble for that, they said, here's where he is. Go get him. In fact, let's just play that now. Because these are so many top stories. Supreme Court, Strait of Hormuz, Trump's imploding approval rating, huge economic news. And I meant to cover this a few days ago. I mean, I mentioned it, but I've got to get to this. It's an issue of priorities. I like Melania Trump. Beautiful woman. Very elegant. Very nice person. Love hearing her say the Lord's Prayer. But whoever told her to walk out with that robot and then, you know, say, this will take the teacher's jobs. Super unpopular. Who's telling her to do this stuff? And then now she's like, yeah, I want Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Jimmy Kimmel made a joke about Trump being old and dying. It's not tasteful. We know he's a little hate monger. He even did a skit. In fact, I bet McBreen can find it 10 years ago when I was Hillary's main enemy and she sicked the CIA on me. And he goes, well, here's the message from Hillary. We're going to kill you. And he has a BB gun and then he shoots a glass jar, says, you've been warned. We're going to kill you. That was done as a joke, but it wasn't a joke. It was, here's a message from Hillary Clinton. Because it later came out that she and Chuck Schumer, look this up, write. Their politicos tell their writers what they want them to make jokes about. So they told them, death threat Alex Jones. But still, that's a veiled threat. You can say, well, you've got your message from Hillary Clinton. And then, you know, he shoots a jar of pickles. And you have to go back to the original story to understand it in context. Oh, find it, guys. Last time you found it, you found like a 30-second one. No, it's like a 4-minute skit. It's funny because it's so ridiculous. Because Hillary, remember, she didn't really open the can of pickles or the jar of pickles because they pop. They're vacuum sealed. And he goes, you're not strong enough to open that, aren't you? She goes, oh, of course I am. Look, no problem. And the lid just flies off. And I said, look, no pop. So it became Picklegate. So then they come back and say, all right, well, Hillary's going to take you out, assassinate you, and then he shoots the jar of pickles. Looks like a joke, but it really wasn't, because now I know she sicked the CIA on me. I'd already had Obama a couple years before sick the DOJ on me. That got declassified last year. But my point is that he's allowed to make veiled threats, folks, and you're allowed to not tune into him. He had 1 million viewers. Johnny Carson had 35 to 40. Larry King, when they kicked him off CNN, had 8 million viewers. They thought that was low. At one point, he had 20 to 30 million viewers. Now the average CNN show has 70,000 viewers. So now Kimmel's back up to 3, 4 million viewers. And then it starts dropping again. And then they come out and respond to him. Our boomer president, our geriatric president, not being mean, it's just that he thinks CNN's important, Fox is important, MSNBC is important, CBS is important, even though he attacks them constantly for lying about him. And he thinks that late night comedy is really important. And that's how he winds down before he goes back to work. That's Trump's secret, is he'll take a few hours off and golf one day, and then he'll take a few hours off and have an extended lunch and literally, reportedly, you know, just, I do this too, gets in his underwear and watches TV and eats and, you know, relaxes for an hour and gets shower again, goes back out, and he'll watch the late night comedy. He'll get wound up at about midnight and go and work 2-3 more hours in the situation room or wherever. He'll also randomly sit there at the switchboard answering calls to the White House. I mean, it's wild. He just wants to just see what people think. Well, but then that was the old Trump. More and more, he doesn't really want to know what you think. And the establishment keeps him off the road, which I thought would be good so he wouldn't get exhausted, so he won't get killed. But also, it's had the bad side effect of he's totally in the bubble up there. The old Trump was not in a bubble. But I've kind of already spent a lot of time on this stuff. I'm just throwing out what's coming up, and I'm kind of already covering it. But I do want him to find, we did a piece on it. It'll be in one piece. She does the pickle thing. It's fake. Comes Picklegate the next week, he threatens me, and then shoots the pickle. So I'm going to get both those reports. Because how can I talk about it? It doesn't sound real. A lot of you weren't tuned in then. You think, this can't be true. I assure you it is, okay? You can't make it up, I know. And, you know, we have the best crew ever here, but it's been crunched down with all the attacks and lawsuits and lawfare. When we expand the Alex Jones Network and get more crew in here, we'll be able to do great retrospectives just on all the wild stuff that's happened. Because now that I'm thinking about the shutdown of InfoWars, I started thinking nostalgically, because I'm always forward-looking, about all the stuff we've done and all the adventures. And I'm like sitting there driving the car thinking, I'm like, we did that, we did this, that happened. That's not even real. That was so awesome. I mean, it's just been one hell of an adventure. And the globalists are in big trouble. They're hated everywhere. Populism's exploding. Because of the digital era, now basically everybody that's awake is Alex Jones. There's thousands of prominent Alex Joneses, millions of, you know, semi-prominent all over the world. We're the gold standard of fighting tyranny. And we'll just be the Alex Jones Network, satellites, radio stations, because the, you know, they said we want to own Alex Jones's name last year in filings, and the court shot that down. So they wanted to say they're me and somehow say I can't even talk. We're not North Korea yet, okay? We're not 1984 yet. We're getting close. But just remember, that's the Democrats' wish list. If they could do that, they would do it to not just me, but to everybody. So this is really a rallying point for everybody to understand that this is an important citadel of truth. That the globalists really, really, really want to shut down. So as soon as we find that stuff, they found part of it, we'll air it for you because it's hilarious. You can also go to Due or McBreen and have them search like Picklegate, Jimmy Kimmel threatens Alex Jones. I mean, I know we have reports. I know we've got that in an archive. The problem is we used to use YouTube and Facebook as our main archive, and then when they banned us all on the same day, remember that? We lost all that. And the courts sanctioned me. That was like a proto-cloud. And said, you don't have copies of all this. They asked for thousands of videos. We couldn't find like five of them. Oh, you're deliberately hiding. We're like, we said, you need to subpoena YouTube. And we even sent the YouTube letters. Please give us the archive. We talk to the hand. But again, that's how these people operate. So we have Stephen Greer joining us on all the UFO alien disclosure hysteria that's peaking, or looks like it's preparing to peak, building towards disclosure. Will it be real disclosure? What do you think about all the different deaths of scientists and others? They try to assassinate him as well. He'll be on this for an hour, and then Nick Fuentes, as I said, coming up in the third and fourth hour. But I think we made a graphic about the Nick thing. I'll put that on screen, too. So we are going to be live. So we're not doing American Journal right now because that's paused until we launch the new network and a bunch of new shows. So we'll kick off at 11 a.m. Central on Rumble, the Alex Jones channel, the Alex Jones show on X at Real Alex Jones and AJ and Live on Rumble at the Alex Jones show. And of course on stations across the country. And for our fine stations, they already know the satellite, the switchover, they're ready to switch over at midnight tomorrow night. But it is surreal to be up to this point. So I've really just been kind of musing right now about just the info war in general, which doesn't end tomorrow at midnight. It just goes to a new chapter. You are the info war. I am the info war. It's a generic term, meaning information warfare. I didn't invent it, though we did popularize it. I think they found one of the composite reports on this. So here's a Picklegate, and then I'll come back and tie it all into them wanting to take ABC's broadcasting license because their hosts dare criticize Trump or engage in, you know, veiled, not even veiled threats, just mentioning, yeah, he'll be dead soon. And the fact that that just makes them victims and gives them ratings and will fail in court. You just can't do that. But you talk about threats, they made it a joke, but here it is.
Thanks for supporting me in my time of need, because I'll tell you something. On Monday night, Hillary Clinton was here. She was right over there. And since then, I've found myself smack dab in the middle of an online conspiracy theory. As you may know, many of Hillary Clinton's opponents have been questioning whether she's healthy enough to be president. So when she was here, I challenged her to open a jar of pickles to see if she was strong enough to do it. And she did it, and all hell broke loose. Thousands of people, maybe even millions of people, are convinced that I somehow rigged the pickle jar. For real. I'm not kidding. One of those people is a guy named Alex Jones, who I happen to find very entertaining. He's one of those guys who believes Bigfoot was responsible for 9/11. He believes everything. But I saw this last night. Alex applied his investigative powers to a pickle jar that he believes was loosened.
There's no pop when she opens it, and she acts like she has to turn it all the way around like she's opening a can of peanut butter. But anyone who's opened a sealed can of pickled vegetables, whether it be tomatoes, whether it be garlic, whether it be olives, whether it be pickled fruit, knows there is a pop. You don't turn around it. You can't open a can of pickles that way. You pressure down and pop it open and then unscrew it. There's no pop. She acts like it pops at the end. This is completely and totally fake.
I agree. This is a conspiracy. This video is about 7 minutes long. During that 7 minutes, he calls it a pickle can like 30 times. Do they even sell pickles in a can? And that wasn't the end of this. It went on.
First, let's show it blown up, and then we'll show it in slow motion. Here it is. Total acting. And then she just lifts it off the top. That's not how you open a can of pickles.
Right. Only a maniac would open a can of pickles. If you're ever feeling bad about your job, just remember there's a grown man who spent a full 7 minutes yelling about me in a pickle jar on television. And by the way, let's say we did loosen the jar. What does opening pickles even prove? I mean, I have to imagine that one of the perks of being president is you never have to open pickles yourself again. Probably not even allowed to open pickles. So then, after studying the video evidence, the tape, the Alex moved to the physical part of his investigation.
I'm going to show you again. Can we zoom in on this to show people what Hillary did? She claims she went around, and then it just comes right off like that. She does this whole fake like she's straining. In fact, let me copy Hillary Clinton real quick. Give me a wide shot. I'm making a Bernie Sanders sound. Going in a big circle. And then it comes off. They don't come off like that. They come off like pressure. Just open it.
What the hell is going on here? I mean, seriously. There are people in the pickle industry who devote this much time and energy to talking about pickles. I feel like it's only a matter of time before the pickle jar gets subpoenaed. And if it does come to that, I asked our building security if they had any footage of the jar backstage before it wound up in the hands of Hillary Clinton. And we did find some, and this might shed some light on this situation.
Guillermo? You sleeping?
No.
Okay. I need to do me a favor. Very important, okay? Hillary Clinton is going to be here in a little while. Tonight on the show, I'm going to ask her to open this pickle jar to see if she's strong enough to be president. I need you to guard this. Make sure nobody loosens it. Make sure nobody taps it. None of that stuff, okay?
Okay, Jimmy.
It's very important. Yes, this must not be tampered with in any way.
Okay.
And I'm counting on you.
Okay, Jimmy.
The future of this country could depend on this jar.
Okay, Jimmy.
Thank you. Did you just eat a pickle out of that jar?
This is funny.
I love pickles.
Why, you little pickle monster.
I love pickles.
We're going to go to break and come back with the rest of it. I'm just being nostalgic because I know new listeners are like, oh, yeah. And then they do the assassination. And I think you did a few shows on it. Does this have the... Hillary's going to assassinate me, and here's a message from Hillary? Oh, he shoots the jar. Okay, we got it. Okay. I guess he did another show for my memory on it. Gosh, there's been so many. We ought to dig up a whole bunch of Colbert and them attacking me. Remember when he would do that character? I'm Alex Jones here. We're going to... We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Now, coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines. I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue, blue, blue. I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up.
This stuff works.
Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'm playing these clips just to give some context, plus it's pretty hilarious. Before I get serious about Trump and the fact that he wants to use federal power, which the Democrats are doing behind the scenes, to control messaging on dinosaur media. And it goes back to the repeal of the Smith-Mundt Act that allows domestic deception and propaganda. Now, they were always doing it with Operation Mockingbird, but it was still illegal. Obama made it legal. And so Trump never figured out how this was being used against him in his first administration. Now he knows. I don't think he should use the power secretly, but
if he's going to do it, he should do it secretly. I'm not endorsing that. He publicly was like, no, you've got to do what the executive branch says. It's all Cold War era stuff. Not meant to be used domestically. And I'll take your licenses away if you let Jimmy Kimmel make jokes about me dying. Jimmy Kimmel didn't say kill Trump. There have been a bunch of other talk show hosts, people on The View, members of Congress. I mean, thousands of them have said he needs to die. Somebody needs to take him out. Where's John Wilkes Booth when you need him? They had the former head of assassination squads for the CIA, Mudd, famously on CNN say the CIA is going to kill this guy. I saw Brennan on C-SPAN in 2018 saying he'll be gone within a month. They're having this big former intelligence chief symposium, and they all look at him like he's the boss because he was the deep state boss then before the whole Obama-Hillary stay-behind network. He goes, no, I'm not talking. And they go, are you talking about impeachment, sir? And he goes, no, I'm talking about the other thing. And they go, ooh. So he was talking about 86-45. And again, Comey. Oh, look at these seashells I found. 86-47. Clearly, he's saying get rid of him, throw him in the trash. I mean, throw it in the trash, throw it in the ocean, kill somebody, take it off the menu. But it's veiled. So you could get Comey for all the other stuff he did, the lying to Congress and the illegal leaking and his daughter and him hiding the real Epstein files in the New York Southern District. I mean, all it goes on and on and on. But no, Todd Blanche has indicted him for something that will fail. And I said that yesterday in The Usual Suspects. You're just a panicker. Todd Blanche is great. Okay, maybe he is. I don't think so, but the indictment of Fauci's top guy for gain of function lying is open and shut and is very strong. But now all the legal experts today weighed in and said they're very skeptical. This is going to go nowhere. Why would they think that this would stick? I mean, this is so thin, it's like air. Comey and Marin's indicted. Color Me Skeptical is a good article from Zero Hedge. So I just call it like I see it. I want this to be real. I want the deep state to be put in check and dealt with and dismantled. But if you want to talk about threatening somebody, they literally said, here's a message from Hillary Clinton, and then they shoot a gun. Here's a message to you. Now, you can say it's a joke. I don't think it's illegal. But it's way worse than his joke about Trump, about, you know, being so old, Melania will probably be a widow soon. And yeah, it adds the climate. And I think it is a threat. It is a death threat. But it's not one that reaches anywhere near the level of law, and they know that. Just like the 86-47 by Comey. So people like want it to be real and they're mad at me as usual. Saw it trending all over. Jones as usual says this is going nowhere because he doesn't want the deep state to get in trouble. BS! Todd Blanche killed Ed Martin's task force investigation. Six investigations they were running. I've been asked not to tell you about four of them. Let's leave it at that. Oh, I'm going to stop there. but I think the bad guys know the investigations actually weren't killed, but I'll just stop. And at least Blanche said they killed him and then shot his mouth off about me being basically a kook. Killed the one about the FBI and CIA, caught in court records and in federal records, funding the lawsuits and running the propaganda operations against me. An American citizen. I mean, that's hundreds of times more illegal than what McCarthy did. And what McCarthy did just came right up to the edge. And he was targeting real communists, it turned out. But, oh, he was so disgraced. These people do something at least 100 times more serious. And where's even the Republican Party caring? Where are the congressional hearings? It's amazing. Comey is expected to turn himself in the next few days. Oh, so there won't be a perp walk like with Trump? There won't be a mugshot? And whereas the mugshot boosted Trump at least 5 points because people knew he was innocent, with Comey, we need to see the perp walk. And we have Comey's response to be indicted a second time. And again, the last one was designed to fall apart. Like I said, talked to lawyers. They said, this is designed to fall apart. This is, and then because Trump orders it because they have the evidence. And then they file something that won't stick, like Lutnick writing the tariffs and Gorsuch and them sent him a letter saying you would have won the ruling, but it's written wrong and doesn't cite the right laws. So do it again.
Well, Lutnick bet that it was going to fail and made billions with his sons. So I've learned their tricks, folks. I've learned how they operate. And you watch. This Comey thing is going to be thrown out. The FCC trying to take ABC's license is going to boost their ratings, and in the end, Trump will fail because what he's doing is unconstitutional. Because the repeal of the Smith-Month Act does not repeal a bunch of other laws that say this is illegal. People are like, well, we need to fire them. We need to get them under control. They didn't have any viewers until Trump did this. We don't become the left a bunch of censors like they are. People are like, well, they did it to us. Let's do it to them. They tried to take us off the air illegal because we had big audiences, gigantic audiences. When Trump gets baited into this because he is a dinosaur, just, you know, media-wise, it hurts us. It hurts the movement. It makes our enemies look like they're outsiders. They are the establishment. They are the Gestapo. They are the censored. You don't become what you're trying to dismantle. Sorry, I got a bunch of clips. Let's just start getting into it. So here's the conclusion of just one of the Picklegate pieces they did. Pretty funny. But notice when Guillermo opens the can, and obviously this wasn't shot in the past. It's a joke. It was shot after the fact. You hear the pop, even on the security camera footage. You hear the pop. Because he's really mic'd up. Everybody knows that. There's not a pop. My point was, it was fake. And later, a few weeks later, Hillary famously collapsed and was put in the ambulance, just like we told you, we were told by sources, happened all the time with seizures. But she was waiting to have the brain surgery for a tumor until after the campaign, because it was going to leave her in a bed for weeks. And remember, you didn't see Hillary for months after she lost, because she had brain surgery. But they kept it secret. Our sources are impeccable. The Secret Service. I say impeccable. Everything they ever told us was damn on target. And I guess Bongino got pissed that I had the big scoops and went, he's saying I said this. I didn't tell him that. I never talked to you after that, you lying sack of garbage. Man, what a liar. Sorry, I'm getting mad because he said a few weeks ago, if you didn't know, that one time when I had him on as a guest, I came on and said, let's lie to the listeners. I want you to tell lies. And he said, I didn't know what to do, so I went ahead and went on and did it. What? Hundreds and hundreds of guests, my crew, all went public without me even asking them and said that is absolute horse crap. I talked to a guest where they come on. It's like, hey, I got these topics. What are yours? Anything you want to hit? Hey, did you put a live link you're coming on? We need all the listeners we can get. That's what you hear from me. Not, hey, cartoon like, I want to tell a lie. I want to tell lies to people. Will you lie with me? I mean, it's just like it's transparent, dude. It pisses me off. What is your problem? You're the liar. Sorry. And I have witnesses where it doesn't matter. I meant to do it a few weeks ago when he did that to get Joe Biggs on. Joe Biggs is the life of the party, or at least he used to be. He's very charming with the ladies, and guys love hanging out with him too. And every time we went on the road, we used to go on the road a lot, it was just like, go get Biggs up when we're getting up at 7 a.m. because he'd been out till 5 a.m. And, man, I went in this bar one night, and, you know, it was like 1 a.m., and I was like, come on, stop taking tequila shots. We got to get up early. And he was a Secret Service, all, have a drink. They're all drunk and everything. He hung out with them the whole time. And they were the ones who said, listen, she got a black ambulance. You put a crew on her. You got to follow her around. They got a whole medical tent each time. Every few days she goes into seizures or having big trouble. The reason she's so slow is they got to drug her up so she doesn't have the seizures. That's what you do. You give them tranquilizers. And we never caught it, but they did a few months later in New York when she fell down. Remember that? And then Bongino, again, why am I digressing into this? Just inserts himself and says, I hear Jones got that from me, and I never heard that. I never got that. He's lying. What? So, again, now Millie Weaver did get her in the ambulance backing into a tent in Ohio a few weeks later. She did collapse. We didn't get it on tape. So thanks to the Secret Service for that. And then we got even more information from the Secret Service. But I got it from Joe Biggs, and then later got contacted by more Secret Service, and they said, here's some more information. I'll just stop there. But digressing, I'm kind of just doing this nostalgia thing right now. I can't help it. Let's go back to the Jimmy Kimmel thing. Here it is.
Thank you.
Hey, hear the pop?
Are you? Did you just eat a pickle out of that jar?
I love pickles.
Why, you little pickle monster.
I love pickles.
Why, this is why Donald Trump wants to build a wall. But I don't want to make a joke out of this. The stakes obviously are very high, and clearly Alex Jones has put a great deal of thought into this subject. So to Alex, if you are watching, and I know that you are always watching over us, I have something to say. Let's get in. Can you get in real close here and give me a line? You just had to keep digging, didn't you, Alex? The plan was so simple. All Hillary had to do was open a jar of pickles, and the White House would be all ours. Mine and hers. We had it all worked out. This went all the way up to Vlasic. But you couldn't leave it alone, could you? With your twisting and your popping and your poking your nose where it shouldn't be poked. You blew the lid right off our pickle can. You just couldn't stop. Couldn't. But it stops now. Because I'm afraid this little game is over, Alex. Now that you had to go and open your big mouth, I have no choice but to kill these pickles. The juice of these pickles is on you, Alex Jones. Right. You say, the New World Order sends its regards. That's right, it's true. We staged the pickle jar stunt. I guess I should also admit now that we staged the Donald Trump running for president stunt, too.
Jimmy Kimmel Live, weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central.
So let's stop there. And then it turned out they did run a giant operation against me. And they doxed where I live and everything, tried to get me killed. Nice people. So see, they all make it a big joke. So that is a much more direct threat than the clip a few nights ago they made a big deal about. We've already played the clip. You've seen it. It's, oh, too bad she'll be a widow soon because he's so old. Yeah, veiled, but totally legal. Well, now she wants them shut down. Melania Trump is mad that ABC did not fire him. So now FCC challenges ABC broadcast licenses. Jimmy Kimmel mocks Trump again after FCC opens review of ABC TV licenses. Scott Jennings, we have a left-wing violence problem in America. He ties it to Kimmel. No, we have the top Democrats saying, kill him, we want him dead, someone assassinate him. They could be arrested for that. But no, let's never indict anybody for something we can actually put him in prison for. Let's always go after something you know won't work. Unbelievable. So just last night, Kimmel, who's getting big ratings when he had none, literally, having wind blown into his sails, about Trump, and he makes a good point. Trump made a similar joke, but that's okay. Jimmy Kimmel can't. And again, I'm not trying to help Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel basically had no viewers. He's like a tree falling in the forest and nobody hears it falls and it didn't make a sound. I guarantee you the neocons are going to run these clips out of context. See, there's Jones defending Kimmel. See, he's a Democrat. No, I'm not defending him. Just like closing the Strait of Hormuz will make us lose the election and lose the kicking the economy back on, and then the Great Reset happens, and then we're debt slaves to BlackRock. Sorry. All right, let's go to this latest thing from Kimmel.
President Trump and the First Lady are demanding ABC fire Jimmy Kimmel for repeatedly telling vile jokes about the president's death. Kimmel first joked about Melania Trump being a widow before Saturday's shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. He repeated it while defending himself after the shooting, and he put his foot in his mouth again last night.
They were married for 63 years, and excuse me if you don't mind. That's a record we won't be able to match, darling. I'm sorry. It's just not going to work out that way.
Wait a minute. Did he just make a joke about his death? Only Donald Trump would demand I be fired for making a joke about his old age and then a day later go out and make a joke about his own old age.
Many of the Hollywood left have embraced that kind of dangerous talk. Charlie Sheen, Kathy Griffin, Madonna, Johnny Depp, and others have all joked about President Trump dying. And Carol Markowitz writes this on Fox News Digital. Only a handful of the left on the left act like adults after President Trump was targeted again. You know, Emily, at a certain point, it feels like this is a strategy for Kimmel in the wake of the Kirk comments, too. It's like his
attempt
to get ratings.
Yeah, let's stop there. Yeah, it's a strategy. Say stuff that's legal, and then Trump tries to take him off the air, and they know it'll fail, so then he gets the cake and gets to eat it, too. Keep the cake, eat it, too. Have my cake, eat it, too. It's just, it's dumb. It's not 3D chess. It's dumb, 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 dumb. The average American doesn't care about Jimmy Kimmel. People making fun of him or playing his clips has big viewers, but not the show. People are not tuning in to that damn show. It's just unfathomable. But again, I'm not just harping on this for 30, 40 minutes for no reason. It ties into this general philosophy that Trump, they would tell him, sir, you're getting hundreds of millions of views when you do an X show, a billion listeners with Musk, you need to do more of that. Oh, do you really think Joe Rogan's big? You really think I should do that? I mean, it's starting to be kind of big. And Larry's like, oh, I learned that these podcasts are pretty big. Uh-huh. How about Joe Rogan, who consistently does have the biggest show in English speaking in the world, his average show, the main show, is watched 30 million times. And then large chunks are watched another 100 million. You can pull the numbers up. And then everybody else taking clips out of it, it's just, you can't even calculate it. But stuff he's got advertising on, 70, 80, 100 million people a day. Okay? Those are the numbers we were pushing when we were number one as well. We're still up in the top five, but I don't care about that. In fact, it's kind of good to not be number one because you're not the main target. But CNN's average show has 67,000 viewers. MSNBC's a little bit bigger, average about 150,000. Top show, a million. Fox, oh, the king, it's top show, 4 million on a good night. Wow. I can shoot today 5 videos after the show on interesting topics, and every one of them will get a million views, probably more. So I can shoot for 20 minutes, shoot 4 or 5 videos, and have more viewers than Fox's top show every night just on X alone. But that's not even counting our talk radio stations. Right? It's like insane. We got about podcasts and all compared, I don't know. Let's not exaggerate. 15 million people a day tune into the main show for large portions. Just on our platforms, another 15, 20 million. Everybody else grabbing clips, can't keep track of it. But we're reaching hundreds of millions of people every few days. When we were red hot during the election, a few months after, we were number one again. I didn't want to make a big deal about it because the enemy, when they figure it out, comes after you. I mean, we were 400 million views a day on X. And let me tell you, unbelievable. We hit the zeitgeist. And because it just kept cascading and cascading and cascading. And then I got to sit there and watch Trump obsess and care about these dinosaur shows, which again shows he doesn't get it. Tucker Carlson's a failure. Used to have a big TV show. No one wants to talk to them. Nobody cares. I don't want to talk to them. It's why they're mad. Now he's a failure. Tucker Carlson's in the top 3 English-speaking shows in the world. Conservatively, 30, 40 million viewers a day. Way bigger than when he was on Fox. And way more impactful, getting way more done, way more hardcore. But again, I know the inside baseball, and this Trump has been this before. He would try to call Tucker every day. And Tucker wouldn't be mean about it, but like every time I'd be with him, he's like, oh, Trump's calling. Oh, God. You know how this goes. I'm going to be sitting there for 30 minutes listening to him. I'm trying to get him not to hit Iran. He'd say, okay. And we'd be, you know, out doing something or having a dinner party. He'd be like, oh, I'm going to try to get this done quickly. He'd come out of his office. He's just like, oh, man. God. You know, he'll listen to me, and then tomorrow he won't remember it. Or he'll be on to the next thing. He's just like, that was 25 minutes of being talked at, and I had to get off. I had to tell him I had to go. So, I mean, he's literally constantly calling Tucker. Oh, Tucker's mad because I won't call him. Tucker's mad like we're in junior high, and it's the opposite. Tucker's just completely sick of it. Tucker doesn't want to run for president. Tucker hates D.C. He won't get anywhere near it. I know. I'm the same way. And then Alex is mad that I don't talk to him.
Oh, really? You called and invited me to dinner last year. You were watching our nighttime JFK show because they flagged it for you because it had hundreds of millions of views when we broke the exclusive proof Democrat Party chairman recorded saying how they killed, under LBJ's orders, Kennedy. The smoking gun confirmed. Oh, fabulous, Alex. Oh, you lost so much weight. You look so good. Oh, come to dinner soon. Oh, yeah, set it up through Roger. And it's like, oh, you're begging to come up there. No, I'm not. It would take an hour to describe why, but oh, I mean, the Secret Service and everyone kissing his ass and the politicos and just all of it, that is not where I want to be. I want to be on a bay behind a Channel Island catching redfish with my children. I want to be on the beach or on a campfire eating a ribeye steak. I want to be hiking up to the top of a mountain and seeing a rainbow. I was out hiking yesterday morning, and I was off on a fire road, which is the big secret. It's like hundreds of miles of incredible hills and mountains and streams, and no one's there. It's all the fire department roads that no one knows about. You go to the other green belt, just thousands of people. But they had maintenance guys down there from the city or the county with the water recharge zone messing with underground pipes. And I'm walking down this dirt road, and I didn't get my camera and my phone out in time. And this county worker drives by, and he's about 50 feet in front. I'm just looking at his blue Dodge driving. I don't know why. And all of a sudden, an 8-foot diamondback rattlesnake, or got to be 6-8 feet, the biggest rattlesnake I've ever seen. I'm like, am I hallucinating? This giant snake comes down. I guess it had gotten up in the vehicle looking for mice or something. People don't know mice and rats get in these vehicles. I guess they've been parked out there and they've been leaving them there. So I guess that's what happened. That's what I'm guessing. And the reason I know it was a rattlesnake, because it was only like 30, 40 feet away, is I saw that big rattle. And I was like, that's the biggest rattlesnake I've ever seen. And it, like, also the snake comes down. He's driving like 5 miles an hour. I'm like, is that a snake? Am I hallucinating? So it's a jacked up, off-road Dodge. And this big ass snake falls out. And the other Mexican workers are like speaking in Spanish, yelling at him because there's other trucks up park where he's going. And they're saying snake in Spanish. And I'm trying to get my phone, but it shoots over into the wildflowers off the road. And the Mexican, well, he actually had like a Texas flag on his car, but I tried to talk to him. And he said, oh yeah, snake. And like didn't speak English well, but he jams it in reverse and tries to run over the rattlesnake. So I was like, good job. But that's like, man, rattlesnakes falling out of the bottom of trucks? That's where I'm at, baby. Okay. We're talking. I love it. And oh my God, the places I go. In fact, I got some video of it. Are like 5 foot tall, wildflowers. Because the city doesn't cut those places. They let them get up to like a half foot tall and they cut them off the highways for no reason. The wildflowers actually grow until the fall. Oh, these are magic places. I actually shot some video yesterday. I'll post it. I didn't get the rattlesnake. But I just digressed. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an InfoWarrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised. So I know, like, knives, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm like horrible with equipment. I'm like very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife coming back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the Ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or selling for like $40. We'll be right back. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible.
Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Very charming and has the best speech writers in the world. He's pure evil. And, oh, he loves 1776. He loves Christianity. It's a complete opposite. He's behind it all. We'll be getting to that after our guest leaves us. Coming up in 6 minutes. You don't want to miss our interview on UFO disclosure and all the things that are going on and the massive news that's unfolding. There, then Nick Fuentes is in our 3 and 4, but Dr. Stephen Greer with massive information coming up. Be sure to share those live feeds from Real Alex Jones on X right now and Rumble, the Alex Jones Show, because you're the Paul Revere's. This is critical information, major massive news breaking. But right now, I said a full hour didn't plug one time. And when I don't plug, we don't have the funds to operate. So here's the deal. We got 36 hours till InfoWars gets shut down. You can put that on screen. We have the Alex Jones Network owned by Bigley, our main sponsor, so they can't shut that down, though they're going to attack it. I've got injunctions filed and a bunch of other stuff I'm about to file. It takes money to do that. They want us off the air because we're disclosing everything. We give you the best information we can. We're not perfect, but we're trying to get it right. And that's why we got the best record and the best guests that have the best accuracy record. So I need your support. We make it really easy to support us. The planets have aligned. A whole bunch of really cool commemorative stuff just came in the last few weeks. They weren't even sure we were going to be shut down because we've survived so much, but this just so happens to be the biggest sale on the supplements, on the t-shirts, on the limited edition silver, gold challenge coins, on the popular Faraday bags. We do limited edition rollouts of that. More than half of those have sold out in just 2 days, and there's so much more. So take advantage of these massive sales right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Be the reason we will always stay on the air. We have a limited edition silver round InfoWars commemorative coin, the last InfoWars coin. That's why we've got to get it now because we have to stop selling the InfoWars gear if they're successful. The Faraday bag is also a limited edition InfoWars bag, so you protect all your communications information. You get it in a bundle massively off or get them individually. Obviously, VIP members get even bigger discounts. There are so many other great products right now. And this week is the last week. This happens every few months where there's a one-week period where in the sweepstakes, whatever super vehicle it is, off-road or race car, American-made, you get put in every order 100 times the last week instead of just being put in 5 times every time you spend a dollar at thealexjonesstore.com. So this is the sweet spot. Most winners of the dozens of vehicles we've now given away and other prizes win in this last week. You get put in to win both vehicles potentially. Nobody's ever done that yet. And $20,000 cash. So be sure and take advantage of that. TheAlexJonesStore.com. But the real reason you want to go there is whatever the top selling, top rated, amazing super nutrient supplement is, and no one's really ever refused this. We have to sign contracts saying just we don't want trouble, so non-disclosures. But I don't reinvent the wheel. I go out and find out what's the top five-star rated product. We private label it, and we sell it to you. That way we know it blows you away. Irish sea moss doesn't sound sexy. What it does is bovine colostrum. You know how great that is? We have a private label, the top brand. Shilajit. Look into what that is. We've got the best. We have all the best products, the cleanest, the very best. Plus, I know I'm always under scrutiny, so this way it's always triple tested, we test it again. Now, some of our products are proprietary. We just take an already existing top seller, go to formulators and say, can you make it better? And then our methylene blue, they'd never sold to the commercial market. instead of using radioactive, dyes or other dyes for cardiovascular testing, now they're moving to methylene blue more and more. And so I told Bigley, get the highest medical grade you can. Well, they found a place in Florida that's like, yeah, we'll sell it to you. That's one of the main medical suppliers. That's why ours is so incredibly strong. So talk to your physician before you take it. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. loves it. It's changed my life. Stamina, libido, energy. All of you are insane if you don't get our ultramethylene blue at thealexandstore.com. If you get just one product, get it and experience it for yourself. I've given it to 500 people. Only three of them didn't feel it within 30 minutes. But be careful when you take it. This is not a game. So talk to your physician because you interact with medications like SSRIs and things. This isn't a game. Talk to your doctor before you take it because ours is super strong. TheAlexShowStore.com. Dr. Stephen Greer in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Dr. Stephen Greer, preeminent UFO / alien secret technology exposer for decades and decades and decades, joins us. Then Nick Fuentes to cover the waterfront, the Iran war that he predicted would derail the Trump presidency, the plunging to the lowest levels ever Trump approval ratings, how that fits into the Supreme Court ruling on the gerrymandering by race that was shot down in the Voting Rights Act. We'll get into Fuentes' other predictions and a lot more. That is all coming up in the third and fourth hour today. We'll also take some calls. And then tomorrow is the last InfoWars show, barring a miracle. We'll then be at the Alex Jones Network. And if you have the free app, the Alex Jones Show app, alexjonesapp.com for Droid and Apple, just go there. It takes you right to the sublinks. You'll be able to find the show immediately. You can find the new URL for the new news site. You'll be able to find us on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live and on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show. So just be sure and check all of that out. Dr. Stephen Greer is the world's foremost authority on the subject of UFOs, extraterrestrial intelligence, technologies, and initiating peaceful contact with interstellar civilizations. For the past 35-plus years, Dr. Greer has provided briefings for senior government officials, including presidents across the globe, conducted numerous thousands of media interviews, made films, books, you name it, delivered hundreds of lectures. He's also, again, a relentless effort towards the disclosure of classified UFO ET information, has inspired millions of supporters around the world, continues to identify high-level government contractor and military whistleblowers willing to bring out the truth on the UFO ET issue. Learn more, Dr. Stephen Greer, at his work at drstephengreer.com. He's also got a huge groundbreaking symposium you find out about on the site, 25th anniversary of the Disclosure Project, Friday, May 8th, National Press Club, Washington, D.C., Saturday, May 9th, follow-up workshop, Washington, D.C., Saturday, May 9th, VIP dinner with Greer, explosive new whistleblowers. It's going to be absolutely amazing. He invited me there. I wish I could be there, but I'm literally under deep state attack and pinned down here in my firebase position. But, wow, you have the head of the whole secret craft UFO system who reportedly was for disclosure, and I know Greer is more aware of this than anybody, even under Hillary was planning it, we were told. He disappears right after Trump says, I'm going to release it. his aides disappeared. They found other people burned up and killed. And now people are looking back at, you know, Air Force officers who were about to testify a few years ago. They die before the hearings. So something big is moving here. Who are the factions? What's happening? They're obviously flooding the zone with a lot of disinformation. But Stephen Greer, who predicted all of this, is able to cut through it. So, Dr. Greer, thank you so much for joining us today. So many places to go. Where do you start?
Well, I think we should start with what's happening on May 8th, because we're going to have several new whistleblowers, Green Berets, Marines, other military, who were on site while events were taking place. And, for example, one of them was operational at a site where they were packaging up humans and putting them on the man-made UFOs to be used in human experimentation. And this has been confirmed by law enforcement and other witnesses, as well as people in the Department of Defense. So there's a big investigation going on, although it's been rather secret, that I've been involved with regarding the criminal use of UFO technologies against innocent civilians, not just here, but around the world. So we will have a number of new whistleblowers there. We'll have a gentleman who was operational at a black site where the technologies were used to down the extraterrestrial vehicles and capture those the people that were on board. And, of course, these craft have been used in reverse engineering programs, which have been confirmed also by multiple independent whistleblowers. We're going to have something very extraordinary there. Most of your viewers probably don't know that back a year ago, there was an object of extraterrestrial origin that landed in Colombia, Buga, a little town called Buga, B-U-G-A, Colombia. And we have, that is secured in Mexico City, and we've done tests on it. It was flying around at tremendous speeds, but got too close to a power line and landed. And we have since tested it, and it is 12,560 years old. The alloy of the metal of the shell of this sphere, which is about the size of a large basketball, is an alloy that doesn't even exist on Earth today in the aerospace industry.
Wow, so you're about to reveal a confirmed crashed vehicle that 12,000 years, probably not than a human copy. Absolutely incredible. Am I wrong to say, am I interrupting, that we're seeing an increase in UFO activity right now?
Well, we're certainly seeing an increase in the reporting, but I think what this is, I call it the Bugosphere activations, where there's something going on with the magnetic field of the Earth or some type of cosmic radiation causing these to be activated. These have been around for since the end of the last ice age, and all of a sudden they're coming up and flying around, and there are at least a dozen now videos and cases that we have, and we'll be showing these at the National Press Club from 3 until 4:30 p.m.
Saying, and by the way, I hate to agree with Al Gore, because usually his global warming, you know, global change, carbon tax, garbage, you know, just, well, we'll be underwater by 2017, clearly, you know, trying to sell carbon credits. But now he's coming out saying we have the Gulf Stream stopping, scientists, the magnetic field weakening, moving. That's all measured, real science. That's happening. I've been covering it for years, so have you. So finally, in fact, let's play the clip. The Fox News is making a joke about it. No, finally, Al Gore, like a broken clock's right twice a day, is finally talking about something that's real. Let's play the clip.
I got to get this in because it's just too good. Al Gore, he's back in the spotlight, and you might be surprised, but Al Gore came out as pro-ICE.
There's a whole big article summarizing the recent dire warnings of the scientists who found yet more confirmatory information that this is a very real threat within the next 25 years.
If that happens and the Gulf Stream ceases to exist as we know it, we're in an ice age in like 10 years.
No. It would take long, but it would be bad.
Now the ice age is coming, according to Al Gore. I've only got about 20 seconds. Your reaction to that?
He must have figured out a way to make a whole lot of money off of global freezing. I'm pretty sure it comes down to his bank account if we had all the information in front of us.
All right, so let's stop there. The fact is, Gore's never really talked about this. Now he's jumping on it because we have the measurable data. What is going on with the magnetosphere, the poles? More important than the jet stream is the actual currents in the Atlantic and Pacific, right?
Well, there's several things going on. For example, over South America, there's a well-documented change in the magnetic field of the Earth that's growing. And I believe that the same objects that perhaps were around during the end of the last ice age, when apparently a comet struck or some event like that, are picking these up, because these are not manned. These are only about this big. I mean, they're maybe a 15 inches diameter, but they're spinning at about 300 RPMs and moving with anti-gravity propulsion systems.
Oh, so because the energy system has changed, now they're being activated.
Yes, I think they're being automatically activated. So I call this the Bugasphere activations. It's a complex story, but the fact that we have this in our possession, you know, there has never been an artifact like this that's non-human that hasn't been, you know, hoovered up by the deep state and the covert programs that have been keeping it secret.
Nice question. How did the Mexicans get it? Kudos to them.
Well, there's a researcher there named Jaime Masson, who I've known for 30 years, who went down to Colombia where it landed and acquired it from the people who were safeguarding it and brought it back to Mexico City. So I took Congressman Burleson there in June to look at this with us. We've done all this scientific studies.
I didn't know. You're breaking a lot of new stuff here. Wow. And then we have all these other congressmen coming out and saying, I've seen it. It would scare you, but they're not going to release it. It's all true. We have the craft.
Right.
It's all, that's total vindication. So what is what are all these congressmen and women talking about?
Well, what they're talking about, which have been shared in SCIFs, secure compartment information facilities where top secret information is exchanged, are cases that I have provided to law enforcement and military. I can speak about it because this is information I've acquired as a non-governmental entity, whereas they can't, which is ironic. And this involves all sorts of weird hybridization programs where we have taken captured extraterrestrial biological material and basically cloned it or combined it with human and created these freakish Frankenstein-like creatures that the general public think are, quote, aliens. These are the ones that are doing the abductions and the mutilations and all kinds of horrible things. And it sounds like science fiction, and I wish it was.
Which is what you said decades ago, is it secret human projects, just like they can find a woolly mammoth bone and bring back mammoths. That's a done deal. We're talking Jurassic Park here.
Well, a lot of the other thing people don't realize, they're using man-made UFOs to move around. In other words, you will hear from three or four military guys on May 8th describing man-made, one of them 300 feet across, an octagon, where they were transporting humans crated up with little HVAC systems on them. And this is a Marine special operations guy, and his, account, it was chilling. And then what happened, we have some Delta Force guys who at a black site, I won't name here, that confirmed it and knew where those were being taken to and what they were doing with it. So it's a lot of it is shocking material. Now I've known of this since the 90s.
I was going to say, you said 30 years ago, this separate ex-protect group, whatever you want to call it, they're going to false flag and blame the aliens and claim it's an alien attack. And now we're getting it from Congress. We're getting it from Delta Force. It's incredible.
Well, this is how you get real endless war in a totalitarian global super state. Oh, forget the Iran war. That's a hiccup. This is the big one. And I've warned about this for 30 years because I learned about it back in the early 90s, that there was a very concerted effort to present a false threat from space to try to make us give up our rights and liberties to bow down through fear of a super state. And this has been the real ultimate false flag. What people don't understand, everyone's waiting for some event in the future. I said, no, they launched this whole criminal enterprise in the late 1950s.
It's all a slow rollout, but it's beginning to peak. So I just want to say this up front. I should have said this.
Yep.
You are completely vindicated. I can pull up clips of you 30 years ago predicting this. It's all happening just like you said.
Yeah. Excuse my language, but a lot of senior government officials here, I'm in Washington right now up the street from the White House, and they're having an oh shit moment. Now, some of this has led to the president ordering the Secretary of Defense Hegseth to get to the bottom of this, and we have provided briefing materials to him through one of his close friends who's there in Texas near you.
But you also wrote a report, 6 months ago to the president?
Yes, the president, we don't have an exact timeline. But we know that from the one of the executive orders we gave him shortly after the election was that he authorized that his national security people dig into this and bring it out in a truthful way. Now, what I'm worried about...
Yeah, you called for it right here in the studio, and then literally a month later he did it.
Yes, right. And I think he's... You know, he's not particularly informed on the subject yet. I know that we have some problems with the Vice President Vance, who was on Benny Johnson's show and made some terrible errors saying that these UFOs were demons. Well, some of the things the humans are doing with these things are very evil and demonic, but the actual extraterrestrial civilizations are not. But I think this is something that has been gaslit to the Vice President from some extremist groups. And this isn't going to be a big problem going forward, because that would lead to some kind of weird holy war in space if you believed that kind of narrative, which is completely false. And I think this is where disclosing this subject is fraught, because there's only one way it can be good for humanity, and that's be truthful. But you have all these deep state and shadow government actors that are out there providing false information, creating false cases. Now, we have Jacques Vallée, Dr. Jacques Vallée, who has been researching this since the 60s, admits that he has a CIA document from 1985 admitting that they were abducting peasants, their words, in our South America, Brazil, and other countries, to make it look like aliens were doing the abduction, but the CIA was doing it. And it states in the document for its psychological warfare value. So people have been brainwashed on this subject for 70 years. So with this subject coming out, we're going to have to be very careful it doesn't fall into the claptrap of...
No, you predicted the moment we're now in. I think we're on the edge of this, and it's already being rolled out. But this is the most important point in my view, or tell me if I'm wrong. Clearly, Trump was saying in July he was going to release stuff, so Obama tries to get ahead of it, from what I've seen, and Trump doesn't know exactly what's real, what's not. I have members of Congress calling me asking what's accurate, right. I just basically give them the hallmarks. If they say the aliens are here to kill us, you know, that's obviously crap. They could have already done that if they wanted to, and then we've got human copies of this. That's just prima facie. We know that it's leaked, thanks to you and many others. So how would you, I know you already have, how would you advise Trump to deal with this?
Well, number one, he needs to issue a stand down order at these black sites. I have 155 of them on a map. You can see it in our archive. It's dpiarchive.com. It's Disclosure Project Intelligence Archive. It's 35 years of accumulated evidence and 20 terabytes of data.
Say that again, because I want to pull that up. Give the website and I guess search, black sites.
Yeah, at dpiarchive.com. DPIarchives.com. And so, it's our Disclosure Project archive that we've spent about $500,000 digitizing so people can see it. It's open to anyone in the public to get in there. And there's a section on these covert sites. Now, there's some that are more important than others. The ones that are out in the high desert of California, in Nevada, Utah, the Provo, Dugway Proving Grounds outside, in the mountains there. And I think the Edwards Complex, I've been there where you have the Lockheed Skunk Works and Northrop Grumman, test ranges. There are underground facilities at all these sites, and that's where everything important is. They're called SIFs, subterranean facilities, or DUMs, deep underground military bases. And I've been to a couple of them. And I think that, because now I have whistleblower supporters who will take me out in a chopper, over some of these areas that are Delta Force guys and what have you. So right after that, I was almost killed, by the way. I mean, that's another story. I'm critically injured.
Well, that was my next question. Why are they killing so many people? Like, they flipped the light switch right when Trump said disclose and sent Hegseth out with your plan to do this. Then all this death started, including the top general disappearing.
Well, you know, General McCaslin he was a Wright-Patterson, very dark projects, operator. And we know his history. I've known about it for 20-some years. We're not sure if he vanished himself. He may have decided. Now, remember, I can only have to be careful what I'm going to say here. There's a very senior law enforcement entity, task force, drilling down on this at the level of RICO, racketeering influence, corrupt organization charges, and there is a noose going tightening around these criminal deep state actors. Part of his disappearance may be that they were getting very close to what he had been doing with some very criminal activities, and he made himself disappear. So I don't think they're all the same situation. Now, there are scientists like Amy Estridge, who I'm quite, I can't prove it, but it's likely she was wet worked or assassinated because she had developed an anti-gravity system.
Engineer, physicist found burned up in his car.
Well, all of these are suspicious. All of that one you just referred to was just when I had six different black site Delta Force operators who were about to come forward with a lot of evidence, and they created this situation in Las Vegas, and there were all kinds of threats made against them in a skiff where they were talking about engaging targeted killings or kill list, and they backed down from releasing that material that we thought was imminent back just before the inauguration. So I think each case is complex. We don't have time here to unpack them. But I don't think they're all for the same reason. Some have been sort of like a slap suit, but instead of a slap suit legally, they just flat out kill some people and leave a marker. Now, look, about four years ago.
It's a message, keep your mouth shut.
Yes, and it works for some people. Now, you know, it's never worked for me because I'm devoted to getting this fixed, and if they kill me, so be it. I'm prepared to meet my maker. But I think that, I'm very spiritual and about it, but I mean, some aren't. And you know, I know the one that I'm working with who's a senior operator, Delta Force out west at a black site. You know, he has children, school age children, a couple of them are still. And so, you know, it gets very frightening.
No,
for
I know
these
that,
men
that you're willing to die, then they target your family. It's a whole other level. So I talked to my family when we got threatened, and they did. And basically my whole family, I can't really ask my 8-year-old, but they just said, no, we're willing to die. So I have my full family's back. We're all ready to die. So. It's good.
Yeah, and that's a very, usually never happens, but just the specter of it puts a chill over whistleblowers. This is why, you know, there's a whistleblower act that's trying to grind through the Senate that would provide heightened protections. But I think the really high value ones that I have, and I have dozens of very high value ones that have been key in the decision making or in the corporations dealing with this, they need witness protection. They need serious tactical protection, not just legal protection.
And is it the UFO suppression of secret technology in general, gravity control, all of it, fission, fusion, the list goes on and on. Isn't that the key to the deep state, the heart of it? I mean, you get into that, you're into the real network, like you said, the criminal network, that's international.
Well, and it's beyond what most people know about. Let me talk about something here that it sounds a little bit unbelievable. People are going to go through a sort of ontological shock here in the next year or two. One of the people coming to the National Press Club event was a Green Beret operator at a black site using psionics. They were training people to use consciousness while they were putting them on drugs and using certain electromagnetic devices to latch on.
Oh, we just had an MI6 whistleblower come out. And then I was talking to a former Navy SEAL, chief today, and he was just nonchalantly, oh yeah, it was a government affiliated program. We took DMT-3 or whatever. And you know, at the end of it, we were all able to telekinetically connect while we were on it, but only for a few minutes. So it's like, they've even distributed this out. It's going on everywhere.
Yeah. But these are highly developed programs and way beyond that.
Yeah.
Where these operators were trained to be able to basically hijack the guidance systems on extraterrestrial vehicles, pull them within range, and knock them down with an electromagnetic pulse weapon. We have a whole team of people that have given us this information. This is not science fiction. And the issue here is, how is that happening? Well, it's sort of like a conscious AI that are in these spacecraft that are non-human, where the operator, the pilot's consciousness and thoughts are integrated into the functionality of the craft. And they're able, they've been doing this program
for
some years.
I know I'm interrupting. This is all so incredible. We got to come back sometime for 2 hours, commercial free, but let's come back. Because I was about to say, you covered that some last time, and I'm seeing that now. They're saying the final frontier will be telepathy with AI to control machines. Obviously, that would be the last control. If we're in control, it's just our brain is synced with it. And you're saying they're being trained with these machines, probably left behind, like you said, waking back up to take control of them.
Yes, and so those people who are the operators are called P, as in Paul, three operators.
Stay there, we're going to go right back. This is incredible.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an InfoWarrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or selling for like $40. We'll be right back. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month. But we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So, we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from TheAlexShowStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Subjects. I'm going to try my best to write notes and have my questions here. We have limited time. with Stephen Greer, Dr. Stephen Greer, covering just this amazing stuff that's happening. And the fact that, you know, he's taking these congressmen that later come out and say you won't believe what's there and showing them these ancient, you know, prehistoric alien drones, or are they from an ancient human civilization? I mean, Atlantis, who knows? The point is that we're not alone in the universe. That's been proven. All the ancient cultures knew it. And if you go back decades and decades, it's Greer that has really first chronicled how he saw this unfolding. It's happening. And I don't think, obviously, this is going to be suppressed much longer. My question, then, you go over wherever you want, and back to people that are able to control these devices, these craft. Why is it coming out now? Why are they not able to suppress it? And can you kind of quantify? I know there's a lot of subgroups and factions, but who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. Dr. Stephen Greer.
Well, I think the reason why they really can't stop this any further is that this is the 25th year anniversary of the original Disclosure Project news conference in 2001, shortly thereafter 9/11 happened. But on May 9th, 2001, we had 20 top secret whistleblowers there. It launched the whole global disclosure movement. And here we are 25 years later having one on May 8th as the 25th anniversary event. But I think it has built a critical amount of information that's made its way to a Senate Intelligence Committee investigators, House Oversight Committee, people in the executive branch, law enforcement, military, friendlies within the CIA that are not part of these criminal operations. And, you know, I started out with a dozen whistleblowers. Now I have 760 that are in our files, and I've debriefed more than that because some of them have remained in not wanted to be in the files named. But now, of course, if you go to our archive, you'll see about 120 of them that are named, name, rank, serial number. But there are others that are in there that are, we have their names blackened out. But those names have all been provided to federal law enforcement investigators and to the president, as well as to key members of Congress. So I think it's reached a critical mass. Now, my concern is, to be blunt with you, is that this whole thing comes out in a way that would suit the cabal, the shadow government's agenda, and that is they're demonic or they're a threat to us or all the false cases that have been done by CIA psychological warfare programs through contractors, you know, the fake abductions, the fake mutilations. Those all come out as, quote, alien or non-human. Because there's a lot of confusion. When you're brand new to this subject, Alex, such as the vice president or president or Pete Hegseth, it's very easily done to gaslight those people and deceive them. And this is how the whole thing goes sideways. So what we're trying to do, and the reason we're doing this National Press Club event, I wish you could be there, is that we're going to make it quite clear what the truth is versus the fiction. Now, one of the things is an early indicator that's worrisome is that Robert Bigelow of Bigelow Aerospace, which is now closed, has been advising the president to do a kind of a partial or fake disclosure. He calls it a soft disclosure, which basically would cover up all the criminal activity that both his company, Bigelow Aerospace,
and just interrupt, as well as that others. Sounds like the Epstein thing where they do a limited hangout. That will be disastrous.
That, well, and it won't work this time. And the reason it won't work is even more than Epstein. There are some members of Congress that I have connected to black site operators, and they have been taken there. And they now know this is true. So if they start, you know, in other words, the biggest part of the secret, let me be clear, isn't that we're not alone in the universe. Many moron can surmise that. But the real secret is that 80% of what you see out there that they call UFOs are our man-made ones that are being used in criminal enterprises, drug running, child trafficking, human trafficking, all manner of skullduggery.
It's the perfect cover, but I got to interrupt and throw this in because I track things. I read stuff. I remember who's right. I don't remember if it was the time before or the time before that. One of the last times you came on, you said there's Delta Force, there's a task force, Trump's finally doing this. Members of Congress are going to these black sites. And then Tim Burchett comes out and says, yeah, we've gone to the black sites, we've seen it, but I can't tell you anymore. It's national security. I don't want to get arrested. You got Matt Gaetz saying that. I mean, everyone's tracking with what you're saying. Months later, it's exactly as you said. So I know there's a lot you can't bring out and release at this time, but I think you've proven you're not saying the dam's broken. You said it, and now we know it's broken.
It is. Yeah, it has broken, and it broke back in the late 50s. Remember, we suffered, our republic suffered a unacknowledged coup d'etat in the late 50s after Eisenhower. He was wanting to bring out these technologies. He was wanting to have a peaceful rapprochement with the non-human extraterrestrial people. That was subverted by the military-industrial complex and corporate oligarchs. And there was essentially, on this issue, I'm not kidding, a coup d'etat that has never been publicly acknowledged. And there has really been the U.S. government, constitutional government, has really not had proper oversight and control of these operations since the late 1950s.
And that's what you have been saying forever, and now it's a perfect example. Yep. We think the deep state's FEMA and the deep state's the CIA stealing elections. That's just the upper crust of this.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah, this is what we're talking about is the crown jewel of the deep state. It's the how, and it's not just U.S., it's a global operation. And a key part of it is if this were to come out truthfully, within 15, 20 years, we wouldn't need Iranian or Saudi Arabian oil. It'd all be obsolete because the technologies. This is why this bogosphere, this sphere that we're going to disclose at the National Press Club, that thing has no internal identifiable means of propulsion or energy.
Start over, because you don't just, every time you say you got something, you bring it out. The bogosphere, spell it, go slow, repeat it. Found in South America, brought to Mexico City, scientists, you've seen it, you brought members of Congress, you named them to see it. Literally, carbonated or however you knew, 12,000 plus years old from the last ice age. Obviously a theory, it's being reactivated, but regardless, you have this. Are you going to show video of it? Or are you going to have this in D.C.?
No, the security around trying to move that into D.C. from where it is in a vault would be too high risk.
Oh, I bet. The deep state would grab it.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's what we're
worried
about.
So start over and recap. This is so huge. But you're about to have actual, would you call it, alien technology revealed publicly the first time?
Correct. And we have it. We've been studying it. And it is extraordinary. And what's interesting, there is some writing around the top of this sphere that is proto-Sanskrit, which we believe originated from another star system, and it was the root of all Indo-European languages from Sanskrit. But this is a type of proto-Sanskrit, the thing is fascinating. You know, the whole press conference with all these new whistleblowers and the bogosphere is only an hour and a half, so we're going to have to move very quickly through it. But the next day, we're going to do an event here for 4 hours, and people can see that by webinar if they can't. It's sold out.
And is this a photo of it?
Yes, there's the photo of it. There's the proto-Sanskrit around the perimeter of what looks like a circuitry. My team were the ones who took the metal samples, and out of the perimeter and the equator of this, there are some resin material that are in 31 little portals, and we tested that, and that's where we tested it to be 12,560 years old from the time of the last end of the last ice age. And I think
so
that
you're able to get particles from Earth that are embedded in it and get the date.
No, these were functional parts of it because there were microscopic fiber optics in this resin that are around the equator of this bogosphere. It's a very fascinating piece of technology. Now, remember, when it first landed, it weighed about 2 pounds. Now it weighs 22 pounds. Because when it first landed, 2 kilograms, which is about 4.5 pounds. And it is something that when it first landed also was cold to the touch. A farmer nearby grabbed it when it got disabled. It got shorted out near a power line. We have the video of it. And he grabbed it. It was just a regular guy out in the country in Colombia, South America. And it was cold to the touch and it was very light. But then over a few weeks, as it became the circuitry died, it gained its mass back. Now this is, people say, how is that possible? Well, these technologies that are electromagnetic field propulsion technologies result in what we call a mass cancellation effect, where the actual weight of something is reduced and it can float around and move as if it has no weight at all, like it's in an anti-gravity system, which it is. Now, the other thing that's interesting, the CAT scans on the interior don't show any moving parts or things that would look as an energy source. There's no radioactivity. There's no oil. There's no jet rockets. There's nothing. So this is truly an electromagnetic anti-gravity field device.
Well, Plato said where the Trojans were, and they thought he was wrong. They later dug up the city there. But he also wrote about flying machines that they had. Could this be an earlier human civilization? Because take Sanskrit. I'm not an expert on it. But you go back to all about the Anunnaki and all that. And I haven't taken DMT, but I talked to doctors, about people that have. And I'm sure you've heard of this, but I was talking to a medical doctor just a few weeks ago who said he wanted to check it out, so he did it, where you do the laser test. You shoot a laser through this prism, and then you see Sanskrit, but it's different. It's like this, an alien Sanskrit, like you're seeing the Matrix code. Have you heard of this?
Yes, and you know the Earth holds many mysteries, but the fact this was not just an artifact laying in the ground, this was flying around, and now we have about a dozen videos of different encounters. So there are a lot of these flying around right now, and
this looks kind of like the Tic Tacs and things we see everywhere.
Well, the Tic Tacs are actually Lockheed Skunk Works. Now, that's the other thing. We have a Green Beret who's coming, who was deployed in a covert operation in the Middle East. And on the tarmac was the Tic Tac ready to be deployed. And so this is where David Fravor first came forward, who chased the Tic Tac and it got into the news. I let him know. He couldn't believe it. I said, I'm sorry to tell you, that is not alien. That is one of ours, but it's a super secret engineering out of the Lockheed Skunk Works. Now, Raytheon, Lockheed Skunk Works, Northrop Grumman, they all have these systems. And this has been the big shock for Senate Intelligence and House Oversight and White House people, is that right under our noses, funded by we the people, as well as some criminal revenue sources, have been these developments.
Sure.
And, nobody knew it. I mean, this is
why I've been saying this for 30 years. What are the big flying Vs? We know that's older technology, and they even show space planes that look like it. But I've talked to military that were in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they, multiple people, like special forces, and they said, we'd be in the middle of a big engagement, and we'd have air support, and then a few times they would look way up and see one of these things, and then just all of a sudden, Trump talks about discombobulator, all of a sudden the group they were fighting would just run.
Right. So we have them, and this is the big problem also. When the technology that humans have from 80 years of reverse engineering and some of the most brilliant scientists I've ever met working those programs, my uncle for his whole career was Northrop Grumman. And what you begin to realize is that most people are not going to be able to distinguish in a false flag operation whether it's extraterrestrial or human, because our technology is that good. But this is dangerous because you have senior military people. I tell people, look, back years ago, I briefed the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, General Hughes, back in 1999. He had no knowledge of these systems, even though I had whistleblowers from DIA on my team.
So they've kept it heavily compartmentalized.
Heavily compartmentalized, and to the point that if they don't trust the president or a general, unless you're willing to be part of a criminal transnational organization, a transnational criminal organization, they're not going to tell you anything. And I don't care who you are, the president, the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, whatever. And this is unconstitutional and treasonous. So one of the things we have pointed out is that until this has gotten under control, we've asked the president to be quietly to get these programs stood down, and I think that's happening, and then bring out the technologies, at least the energy ones, so we can get off oil and transition to a new economy and a new civilization over the next 20 years. Now, the things that fly, I think the technologies that involve anti-gravity, those can't come out right now because, if that was widely promulgated, it would be a missile delivery system that would, you could have a terrorist.
Yeah, definitely a disruptive technology. So let me ask you this.
You'd have to have more global security in place for that.
Well, what's bigger? I think probably that we're not alone. But at the end of the day, for us ourselves, all the free energy, that is so huge. I mean, they're both massive.
It's huge. Well, they're both big civilizational changes, right? So we live in these times where one whole era of human existence is going to change over to another. And we're not alone in the universe. They're not hostile, but they're very worried about our hostility. And I think the biggest trip line, red line out there that nobody's talking about, frankly, are the fact that the fact that there are ET civilizations that we are attacking without the order and the consent of the president or the Congress, using advanced technologies. And so far, they have been very patient. But
well, obviously, you're going to be peaceful if you've survived. I know you're an expert on this. I know people have been in contact. We'll leave it at that. Psychically, but also physically, they obviously understand that it's rogue groups. But yeah, but how much patience do they have? Because obviously, if we break through the even more advanced technologies, when do we become a danger to the wider universe?
We've reached that point. We are already these covert programs acting from the Earth, but not on our behalf, are already an existential threat to other places. And this is what most people don't understand. This is why I'm raising this alarm. I feel like sometimes a cosmic Paul Revere saying, hey, you know, here's what's coming. But I think that the president is beginning to take some of these actions. We'll see what comes out from Mr. Hegseth. We're hoping he doesn't do a fake partial disclosure, which is what I know that Bob Bigelow and others are recommending.
Wow, the time we have left, I do want to come to the event. You have to understand, they're literally sending, without even a court order, private PIs to close us tomorrow night at midnight. It's just the saga never ends. We're doing injunctions, all the rest of it. But if we win the injunction today, which I'll know at about 5 o'clock, I am going to come. I've got to come to this. So I'll come. But if I don't, then I got to stay. But
yeah, I understand.
Yeah, you know, that's how they pin you down. They harass you.
Oh yeah. I mean, it happens all the time. We've had every kind of aggravation and defamation and things thrown at us. I just keep going forward.
That's what I do. Regardless. I just try to ignore it and not make it, but I've still got to report to the listeners what's going on.
Sure.
And then when we survive though, cause I don't know, they almost killed you. Then it's like, oh, well, you will be there forever. No, it's only because people support us and God's in control.
Yeah. Yes. And it's a constant battle against these people who are embedded within the financial, and by the way, the big media conglomerates. You know, when I was on Joe Rogan's show some years ago, for him to get his $100 million from Spotify, they made him take my interview out of his lineup. You know, I was on the Sean Ryan show, a Navy SEAL, with one of these whistleblowers, and that reached millions and millions of views. And then I have a voicemail where Sean said, I can't have you or your people on anymore because they've threatened me, my family, and my staff.
And by the way, I know that he said that. I saw that. That's the certification. By the way, you should be proud to be in the 143 interviews. Mine were removed as well. Again, look at what they made him do. And right. Joe's a good guy. He admits it. They removed those. Same thing, Sean Ryan. Why? Right. Because it's the truth.
They don't want the truth out. They want people like Avi Loeb and other people on there saying, oh, we need billions for a planetary defense force, and that are all the militarists who are trying
explain to folks, like, they don't want their real stuff to get caught in our hands. We've been sent tinker toys, okay? If the aliens wanted to kill us, they would just think it would be done.
Oh, we're done. Yeah, I mean, imagine interstellar level and quantum entanglement level technologies weaponized, it would be a nanosecond. So they're obviously, they're very peaceful and they're very concerned
about
our
situation. They're like bird watchers. They're looking at us in binoculars and think we're pretty. Right? I mean, they're like,
well, I think it's more than that. No, I think there is a compelling long-term interest in how the Earth as a beautiful part of the creation and humans.
Yeah, what was that
evolved?
Movie came out like 10 years ago where the psychic aliens that look like giant squid come because in our evolution we helped them later? It was kind of like that.
Right. Yeah, and
Arrival.
Some of the ones that have been seen are actually our descendants from 500,000 years in the future that have come back to warn us about what we're doing. I mean, this sounds like
it makes perfect sense.
Zone.
Slow down and explain that.
Well, for example, at Rendlesham Forest, Bentwaters Air Force Base in the early 1980s, there was a landing of a pyramid-shaped black onyx craft, and we have multiple whistleblowers for that. What people don't know is that the senior U.S. military Air Force people who were there had an encounter with very tall, luminous white beings that floated through the shell of the craft, communicated with them and said, we are your descendants from 500,000 years in the future, where humans had become interstellar and evolved into these incredibly amazing spiritual beings, but were also going out throughout the cosmos. And that they said, if you continue on the path you're on of nuclear war and global destruction and endless war, we, your descendants, will not exist.
So let's stop right there. That makes perfect sense now, understanding quantum mechanics has all been proven, not just theoretical. Right. This is advanced archaeology, is time travel adjusting the future.
Right, exactly. And so there was a concern by, and not all of these, of course, are our descendants, but there are many star systems with intelligent life. We're all creatures of God, which even the Pope said that some years ago. And part of the natural creation. One of the big problems we have, however, with people like, Mr. Vance and others is that they will say that these technologies are, quote, supernatural, when in reality, look, the way you and I are talking on these screens.
Someone 500 years ago would think this was magic.
Oh, it would be. Well, it would be. If Thomas Jefferson would think this is a supernatural. So I think, we have to be careful when we're encountering technologies that are.
Oh, if you showed George Washington a cell phone, he'd think you were an angel.
Yes, or a devil, right? If you're in Salem, Massachusetts, you'd be a demon who'd be burned at the stake as a witch. I think people have to be very careful with this, because any sufficiently advanced civilization able to travel beyond the speed of light through the cosmos will have technologies that will make everything we know about look like nothing, and therefore.
Well, let's look at it this way, almost like preservation, like we want to preserve species
right.
and things. That would be
right.
an advanced species that could survive, would have empathy, and want to preserve things.
Well, they do, and I think that if you've evolved to having that level of technology, and haven't destroyed yourselves, like humans almost are on the brink of World War III, I think that
you have... No, it's really a genetic IQ test, isn't it?
Well, it's also a spiritual development. I think social and spiritual and genetic. I think that any civilization that possesses that technology that hasn't killed themselves, have reached a certain level of social and spiritual development as well as technological development.
That's right. There's a natural barrier that just evil can't get or ignorance
right.
cannot advance.
Right. Because you're going to destroy yourself before you get out of your solar system. I mean, look at our situation as humans. So I think this is where the big test is, almost like, I think God in his infinite wisdom made the universe in such a way that if you're not going to get out of your own star system, solar system, until you reach a certain level of spiritual development, because technologically you're going to blow yourself up first if you're still that stupid and evil. So I think I'm terribly blunt here, but I'm just being honest. And I think, looking at this from the, you know, big picture, which is one of the things I try to look at this and make sense of it, is that you look at this bogosphere. Was it something created by an ancient human civilization who had full contact with the ETs? Quite possibly. We don't know, but it's definitely old, and it's definitely not of conventional modern manufacture. It's phenomenal, and it's not fake. A lot of people, oh, that can't be real. I said, oh, yes, it is. I mean, I took it down there, and Congressman Burleson held it. We did the test on it. I've been back since. I've taken some other political leaders down to see this. By the way, the last day and night I was there in June, when I'd taken Congressman Burleson, there was a member of the federal police force in Mexico that my
hold on,
military...
I know you gotta go. We got a 2-minute break. Do 5 more minutes, yeah. And Nick Fuentes comes on. Everybody, share the live feeds now. Real Alex Jones on X. The Alex Jones Show on Rumble. You are the power of this broadcast. I don't know what headlines. We cut this up. It's live now. These are just fabulous information. It's all coming out. What an amazing time to be alive. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's yours.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy, but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin. Or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones store is doing with their product line. So check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultra Methylene Red.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Unbelievable. After 17 years in this building, turned InfoWars in 97, 28 years ago, been on air since 94, to have them finally, like the Matrix 3, when the machines are drilling into Zion. I mean, it's like coming in, but it's just going to blow up in their face. We're going to win the injunction, my lawyers think, today, but it doesn't matter. The receiver is able to turn the power off. So they are so obsessed with getting us off the air. It's totally crazy. We've survived so much. People are going to go crazy when we actually get shut down. Because that's a done deal. Tomorrow night at midnight. They got private detective firm coming in. They're literally kicking us out. I'll probably leave before then. Just let them have their power trip. But finishing up with Dr. Stephen Greer, incredible revelations. 4 minutes left. Recap everything. Other key points. Your huge, historic 25-year anniversary symposium disclosure.
Yeah, well, I hope people can join. There's still some room in the National Press Club for people to come in person. But we're also going to have it streamed on our YouTube channel. And then the next day on May 9th, we'll be doing 4 hours with these whistleblowers and the bugosphere. And by the way, Jaime Masson, who in Mexico City has this sphere, will be there in person, to help share information and that whole account of this amazing artifact that, for the first time in history that I know of, something like this is in civilian hands that we can study, which is very, very important. Now, the other thing is that these military whistleblowers are ones that people have not heard from before. A couple of them have been introduced to some members of Congress, but I think the power of what they have to share is going to be astonishing about the events that happened to them, where they encountered these technologies that were man-made, and also how they had been used in criminal operations, something we learned about in the 90s and is now coming to light. And I think this is why certain members of Congress have said some of the briefings they've received in SCIFs are very disturbing. But, you know, it's important that they know the scope of the criminal enterprise running secret UFO programs. Many of the people in those programs are fine people just working in a covert system. But a lot of the senior people are making horrible use of these advanced technologies instead of benefiting humanity. That could be used for medical healing or transportation or energy. They've been used clandestinely in criminal enterprises. And this is going to come out on May 8th. And we're going to make it very clear that most of what people think are alien activity have actually been a psychological warfare operation to gaslight the public and the government.
Well, regardless, no one can deny we're in a time of great change. The poles are changing. The magnetic field's going crazy. We know there's a 12,000-year cycle, roughly, and everybody said it's going to go crazy. The Mayans predicted it, but they say it's the end of the world. No, they just predicted the new hearth is lit, that a new system begins, and here we are.
Well, yeah, you know what it is? It's a misunderstanding. It's the end of the old era. There's like an era closing, but there's one that's going to open. And the one that's going to open is going to be a golden age. It is going to be an age of eventually global peace, prosperity, the use of these tech. Imagine technologies where energy is free, manufacturing costs go very, very low. The work week out will go down to 15, 20 hours a week max. Families will have more time together. We're going to have such a revolution, but it has to be done with the consciousness of a peaceful and spiritual future and not endless war and using every advanced technology to further the power trip of these global elites wanting to have endless war to control the populace. So I think part of the other problem is some of these people want to get rid of a lot of humans. I think they're a bunch of psychopaths who kind of enjoy death and torture. You know, one of the people I know involved in these operations has a PhD in thanatology, which is the study of death and decay. So some of these are pretty twisted folks, but it's time for us, we the people, to stand up and say, okay, no more, no mas, we're done, enough is enough, and let's start a new era in human history.
Well, Stephen Greer, I'm going to do what I can. Thanks for the invite. I think I should be there. This is historic. People can find out more about it at drstephengreer.com. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless, and good luck with your efforts.
Thank you, sir. Amazing interview. Historic. You're totally vindicated.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive. The two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Nick Fuentes battles Gwar, two species, in Star Trek 2026. Fresh back from Rome and a secret meeting with Candace Owens. Now he has to fight David Icke's main enemy, the reptoid ruler King Charles.
Stop!
It's actual footage of me with my ex-wife.
I heard they are putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking Gorns gay. Oh, shit. I think I really pissed him off this time. Jones to Central Command, get me out of here.
Alex, we're tracking you now. I can have you up here in a few minutes.
I don't have a few minutes.
I'm coming to get you! You can't hide from me, you crazy conspiracy theorist piece of shit!
Look, McBrain, don't take all day on this. It doesn't have to look fancy.
Okay. But this would look better if I had more time.
Just beam me up.
Prepare to transport.
We are ready to beam up Alex Jones. And by the way, you look smoking hot in that uniform.
I know.
You guys really need to get me out of here.
Gotcha!
Now, energize.
Yes! Slam dunk. I hate you, Alex Jones! Put me on screen. I need to send an urgent message to planet Earth.
Okay, Alex, we're patching you through now. You are live in 3, 2, 1, go!
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just watched was science fiction. But what I'm about to tell you is real. Because truth is stranger than fiction.
In 34 hours, 48 minutes, 53 seconds, they are sending in a private detective agency out of Houston, they've told us, to close the doors, even though they don't even have a court ruling, and they're having the hearing today on it, and we've got injunctions and everything else, and just like a year and a half ago, the insane, crazy people, Bloomberg-funded Onion, are saying they own the company, it's theirs. And when they did that a year and a half ago, it killed sales 70%+ at thealexjonesstore.com, or actually at InfoWarsStore.com, because they knew that was InfoWars. They believed it. Thank God we already had our sponsor that I don't own, thealexjonesstore.com, and sales just continued on there. We'd be shut down. So a lot of what they're doing, just announcing we're shut down, is Mark Twain, rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. Now, I've really been trying to get Nick Fuentes on for 3 weeks. And he said, man, I am just burnt out. I got to spend time with family. I'm going to take a vacation. I don't know where. But I'll be back in late April. And then I saw a few weeks ago, he's secretly in Rome, you know, he's putting videos out there, with Candace Owens. And then when they tried to kill Trump again last weekend, they said they're in Rome planning his murder. They also said that Erica Kirk, this trended and was even mainstream news, she did the fake attack on Trump to make it look like she's in danger. How crazy is that? I mean, folks, I always get accused of conspiracy theories. I want to be right. I want to get real stuff. I want to get trends. I'm not even a conspiracy theorist. That's a CIA term to criticize anybody that criticized or questioned the Kennedy assassination narrative. That's declassified in 67. The CIA created that in 63, right after it happened. But there's this loss of confidence in the system. That's great. But then now people don't think anything's real. They think the world's flat. They think mountains are dead giants. They think humans could never build anything, and that aliens built the Parthenon. It's a wild moment. But out of all the stuff, 60 something days in, Strait of Hormuz closed, Trump's approval rating plunging, Nick Fuentes 2 years ago saying, I'm not backing Trump because he's going to go pure Zionist for everything I've seen. They own him, and he saw a lot of the media attacks weaken, and he said they're going to go to war with Iran, and it's going to drag us into all this, and nobody was saying that but him. Then you got Trump's approval rating plunging. You've got the economy faltering, inflation exploding. The Supreme Court, though, kind of giving a defibrillation to it, or a lifeboat, or like when a lifeguard you're drowning, you know, throws in the little buoy so you can get on it. They rightfully said you can't gerrymander districts just on race. So will that mitigate this? This is an insane time to be alive. I want to get into it all with Nick Fuentes here in the next hour and 45 minutes that we've got with him. Nick J. Fuentes on Rumble. The media is obsessed with him, demonizing him 24/7 because he said there's been a greater Israel project in the last decade. Now you have all the main Israeli ministers saying, oh, we're taking Lebanon, we're attacking Turkey, we're taking over everything, and we're the superpower and we control America. And the head of the ADL a month ago says, if you say Israel got us in this war, we're going to censor you, debank you, shut you down, and we need to use the same energy of exploding pagers we used on Hamas in our 8-front war in America. I mean, this is over the top. And you have all the neocons 3 weeks ago when Trump said, we'll destroy you in one day, your civilization will never come back. Trump says, tune into Levin. Levin, we got to drop bombs like Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And all the talking points, the Israeli government, we're going to use neutron bombs. And then Trump does that. I say, 25th Amendment is asked, he does that. He backs off the next day, says no nuclear weapons, but then comes out and attacks me and calls me low IQ for going off the Pentagon report that the Strait would get closed and the Mullahs wouldn't fall. So you can say who's low IQ and who's not. I wanted Trump to succeed. I thought we could try to, you know, salvage something. I think Nick, with a lot of foresight, said, no, it's just better to neuter this thing now. But then how do you counter the Democrats and what they're going to do? So that's a lot I just threw out there, Nick J. Fuentes. It's good to have you back here. Thanks for coming on. Only back a few days. And you and I both instant talking point, because you've exposed the Southern Poverty Law Center, so have I. We're instantly with no proof. Headlines everywhere by neocons. It's the proof. They're on the Southern Poverty Law Center list. They're funded. And you go, look, of course it's not true. They've helped sue me. They've demonized me, put you on list, doxed you, almost got you killed. And then now we get this thing where the so-called Trump-supporting right wing just lies when they're the ones on the payroll of Israel on record. Nick, that's a long rant. Great to have you here.
Yes, great to be back with you. There's a lot to go over. Obviously, there's a big SPLC indictment. There's a war with Iran, the approval ratings. But right out of the gate, I mean, what you just talked about with the SPLC, I mean, this is what really got to me. I was obviously away from the show. And like you said, I took a little bit of time off. I was feeling a little burnt out. And then the story comes out about the DOJ indictment against the SPLC. And like you said, almost immediately, with no proof, no evidence, it doesn't even make sense. They start to say that it is the far right, or you could even say, I would argue, just the Patriot movement that is actually funded by the far left and has a symbiotic relationship with the SPLC, and we're all informants or something like that. And so I saw that when I was away, and I had to remind people on my show, like you just said, they tried to get me killed. And I actually put out, I read on my show, they put out an article in 2022.
We have the clip, but why don't you just recap it? Because they doxed my house and my office too, even infiltrated us. Like, yeah, you know, folks, he doesn't work for them. All the major white supremacist groups that claim me and Nick work for Israel, they do.
Exactly right. And I pointed that out. It's really these violent fringe extreme groups where they're infiltrated by informants. You and I steer clear of that kind of stuff. But I pointed out on my show last night, they did a hit piece about me at the height of Yay 24. You remember when me and Yay came on your show and he was talking about running for president. At the height of all that media controversy, which is probably as notorious as I had ever been, as infamous as I had ever been at that point in time in my career, they put out a hit piece about me, basically telling everybody exactly where I live. They told people how to get there. They put a picture of my house on their website. They interviewed my neighbors. They knocked on my front door. They talked about what floor I live on. They talked about my habits. I mean, this was pretty extraordinary. They were literally came to my house and were peering inside the windows, saying, it appears that the basement unit is unoccupied. The first floor is unoccupied. It looks like he lives on the second floor. And if you go to the central...
We can't tell you the neighbors' names because they fear Fuentes.
Right, right, right. Like my fans were going to be, were going to seek retribution. And this was put out on the SPLC website. This is a $700 million organization doxing at the time. I believe I was 24, 25 years old, live streamer. And I said on my show, this is just the kind of sick and twisted humor in it. This is an organization that almost got me killed. Of course, that dox led to somebody coming to my house with a gun trying to murder me. As if that's not bad enough.
By the way, no one covered it but me and a few others. He then ran off after with a crossbow and a handgun trying to kill you, saying, I'm here to kill you. He's in a, dies in a gun battle down the street, and no one covers it.
Yeah, they say it was an alleged assassination attempt. They say that I'm claiming this. He's knocking on the door screaming, where's Nick, with a loaded gun in his hands, after he killed three people earlier in the day. And you're right, you were one of the only people, and I really appreciate that, that even talked about it.
Hold on, I like you as an overall person. I think you're smart, disagree with some things. I'm a target, too, so when I stand up for you, I'm standing up for myself. Where's the rest of the journalists when people are trying to kill journalists? I mean, this is like, I'd be an idiot not to support you, which is why they're all idiots. Almost no one supported you. Which, where's the instincts? We're being shut down tomorrow. And most of the so-called conservative people don't even care. Like, oh, that'll be less competition for us. They're idiots.
Well, you're 100% right, because everybody's targeted. Everybody on the right wing, it doesn't matter even what your views are. Charlie Kirk was more moderate than the two of us, more supportive of Trump, everything else. And, you know, not to be glib about it, but look what happened to him. I mean, they try to kill everybody. Docs kill, whatever. So, I mean, you're right. We're all in it together. But there's something sort of sick about it. This group nearly gets me killed, doxes me, leads to all this... really a horrendous situation. Another person was at, you know, the would-be assassin himself was killed. And now all these years later, now they say I'm in bed with this organization. They're paying me. I post today, I said, you know, I'm getting a little bit sick of politics. Half the replies are saying, oh, what, the SPLC money dried up? Oh, the SPLC stopped paying you? I'm like, they tried to get me killed 3 years ago. So it's pretty outrageous.
Well, I've talked to real law enforcement experts that I respect. And they said, look, if you talk about this event, the copycats will know that's it. So talk about it. I've had the same stuff you've had repeatedly. And the answer is live behind a gate. Don't come to the door as Alex Jones lives here. Oh, who's that? But yeah, no, they're coming to kill us. And it just, and I love these nameless accounts and bots out there who don't have any skin in the game pointing at us to make them feel big and say, oh, they're feds when we're the ones exposing the SPLC.
Right, and they're idiots, bots, paid campaign. And a big part of this, which you pointed out, is it is all the pro-Trump influencers. It should just be said at this point that the Trump movement is actually hindering the right wing. Because as you know, when people like you or I criticize the war in Iran, which is legitimate, because the war in Iran is not America first, and it's a disaster, any way you cut it, it's the pro-Trump influencers that are being paid under the table by PACs and by other political outfits and organizations.
Well, Israel doesn't hide it. 6 months ago, Netanyahu said, we're going to flood the U.S. eight-front war and buy influence.
They did. Netanyahu came to the United Nations in September, you're right, and said exactly that. He said it's an eight-front war, and we're going to go on social media, and it's them. But it's also the Trump movement, too. It's also the Trump organization. They pay all these influencers to then smear people like you and I. And it's never like they're never going to defend the war in itself and defend it on its merits. It always turns into a smear that, you know, me and the Vatican and David Axelrod are plotting to attack Trump, or, you know, you and I sold out and that, you know, we got paid to go against the Republicans. And so it's like, there's something really sick about this whole thing where, and I know you more than me were willing the good for Trump. I know you wanted it to work and I wanted it to work too. I was just a bit more pessimistic, but it's like now to see both of us as the enemies and Loomer and Mark Levin elevated and promoted by Trump. Trump is on Truth Social just glazing these people, talking them up.
And they admit in polls is killing him. The most unpopular, unsavory people. And I love how Loomer, when I came out and said, I don't think this shooting's staged, I think it's real, she said with a screenshot that I was saying it was staged. The level of deception with this woman. Like, she has total disrespect for her readers. How would she do that? Like, well, what does that even do?
something's clearly wrong with her. And I don't say that just to be nasty. I think that clearly something's mentally wrong with her. She has no relationship with the truth at all. The things that she writes, the things she says, they don't make sense. I said something the other day. She's accusing me of working with the Vatican and Barack Obama and Candace Owens to undermine Trump. I posted something. I said, you know, everything Laura Loomer says is a lie. She goes in my replies and says, notice how you didn't say I was lying. I'm like, that's actually precisely what I said. I said exactly that. So she's completely divorced from reality. And,
yeah,
you know,
saying
you know
all of it's a lie. And then she says, oh, notice you don't call me a liar. Exactly.
Right, yeah,
she's like the anti-truth. She's actually perfection of deceit.
She is. And you know, you and I, we've known her a long time. This is somebody who's just totally unhinged and a broken individual. But now she's kind of been dealt back into the game because she's one of the only people that's going to be one of these mercenary attack dogs for the Trump movement. She was basically auditioning for that role during the campaign, and now she's got it. And we all know she's being paid. We all know that she's getting fed information, and I think that's the role, is she's on Twitter now.
Yeah, I hate to talk about her, but how does Trump think hitching himself one of the most unsavory people, and his numbers are the lowest, 32% plunging. How did he go from jumping from people that supported him but warned him he was doing wrong for our overall agenda to, like, jumping in bed with his enemies that hated his guts? I mean, it just, Trump is definitely degenerated.
That's all he's got left. I mean, that's the saddest thing, is when you or him or anybody looks around, that's all that's left in his camp. Anybody else that's sensible, all the grassroots, from the very beginning, I mean, you were one of the first big interviews when people started to pay attention to Trump when he went on your show in 2015. We're all gone. Nobody from the original movement is still hanging on because the principles are not there. The rhetoric's not there. It's just not the same movement. And so with the approval rating favorability collapsing, you look around at the bench, who do you really have left in the MAGA movement? Yeah, it's Sean Hannity. It's Mark Levin. It's Loomer. And I guess he's just going to take what he can get. So it's a pretty grim and sad situation.
Yeah, I anoint these people, and then, because listen, I talk to Trump supporters everywhere, and I don't go off what my listeners want. I wanted to salvage Trump because I always was overall better than Democrats, so I kind of held back, not wanting to be precipitous, even though it'd be super popular to attack him. I'd say 80% of my listeners are pissed at me that I haven't attacked Trump more. I love Trump like, oh, I don't talk to you, and you know, that's why you do this for clicks. I don't care about CNN playing a clip of me. No, I want to fix the country and the world. I don't know how much danger we're in, but just this idea that, you know, you're not at the cool kid table anymore. It's like sophomoric.
That's ridiculous. And I've known you, and my audience knows you too. And this has been an ongoing conversation between you and I for years. And I know that you had reservations and concerns and skepticism, but literally
we've
for no reason.
Conversations
other than,
we put on air, I'm like, Nick, I know it's going bad, but think about the Democrats. We gotta, if we totally leave him, then we'll have no influence. We need to not influence to get contact with him. No, influence to get him to not go sideways. But now I've just given up. I mean, you were right. You were right. I was wrong. I mean, there's no doubt now this is a runaway train.
Well, but you know, even Nick, though, be that as
muted.
It may.
Do we, Nick,
can you hear me?
Mute Nick.
Test.
We lost Nick's connection.
Oh.
I think Netanyahu has activated the space laser. I think that's
can you hear
I'm
me?
Joking. Every time it's technical, people say it's a staged event. Well, let's reconnect. Oh, it's my earpiece? Oh, Nick, my earpiece went out. You go ahead and talk.
All right. Well, anyway, so I was just going to pick up where he left off and basically say that, you know, even in spite of the fact that I turned out to be right, you know, the pessimist sort of won with regard to the Trump movement. Regardless of that fact, Alex was always on the money in the sense that he was willing the good for the country. I don't think there's anything actually necessarily wrong with hoping that Trump was going to succeed, wanting the best from the Trump movement, wanting the best from the Trump administration. And I think, and it's true, that was out of pure selflessness, because it is true that for the past 2 or 3 years, it actually became more and more popular, at least since the inauguration, to attack Trump and really to be as negative as possible about Trump, to play up the war in Iran, or even for that matter, the war in Gaza. Some of the other things like the big, beautiful bill, the lack of mass deportations. And I think that it was always a valid position, even though it turned out maybe not to be true. It was a valid position to want Trump to eventually get it together and get back on track. But now Trump goes out and just throws everybody under the bus. Even the people that believed in him, even the people that maybe wanted to believe in him, were hopeful for him, willing the good in spite of himself, in spite of his own betrayal of his own movement. And so I suppose that's really the saddest thing, but I just have to say
there. It wasn't my earpiece. This happens like every 2 years. The soundboard crashed. So we're going to reboot it during the break. And sorry about that. That was on our end. Nick, let's talk about this. Trump's now saying, oh, yeah, the Iran war is going to last at least 4 more months, maybe a year, maybe forever. But it was going to all end in 4 days. I mean, what a fiasco. What does Nick Fuentes predict coming next? He's got a great mind at predicting, not just me. Stay with us.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an InfoWarrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know like knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm like horrible with equipment. I'm like very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife, comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80, we're selling for like $40. We'll be right back. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexshowstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy, but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin, or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones store is doing with their product line. So check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultramethylene Red.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leave
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Thursday to get original InfoWars apparel that's historic, because they're going to claim they own it even if they do get it. I mean, that's in question. We're just considering that's it. Probably your last time, maybe. Who knows? But just get it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I don't own that. They can't get it. It funds the new network. But this I'm impressed with, okay? They said, we're going to launch five of the best-selling trench warfare, battle daggers with skull crushers, murdered out brass knuckles, 10-inch razor-sharp double-edged dagger. With limited edition inscriptions, there's only 1,000 of each one of these knives. Now, this is You Are the InfoWar is one of them with InfoWars on it. So that's the last time you can get that. Okay. And that looks cool. And it's probably the one you want to get because, you know, it should be the rarest, but it's not the coolest. I'm sorry. Look at the stuff they did. I just said, do whatever you want. You're so talented. Liberty or death with an American flag. And then it's got World War II, you know, Eternal Soldier and bullet holes. I mean, that is just wicked. There's five of these. Only 1,000 of each. Look at this. Limited edition. This is in Latin, Christ is King. And on the other side, it's got the Jerusalem cross. I did come up with that one. Which they think is so evil, which I love. It's a beautiful cross. You got that. Look at this bad boy. Look at this bad boy right here. This has got to be the coolest. It's the Spartans from 300, the real event that happened, and they've got all their phalanx with their shields and their spears. I mean, just look at that craftsmanship. Laser. And look at that. Molon Labe come and take it. Which echoes through time to the Alamo and everything else. I mean, just bad ass. I bet these sell out today or two. And all the new t-shirts and everything and a bunch of other huge sales. It is insane. This is a $199 value with inscription for just $79. Did you hear that? VIP, $63.99. They make like 10 bucks a time. And when you buy two daggers, you get an extra 25% off and can mix and match. This is insane. April 30th is your last chance to get official info.
Hate Watch spoke to several of Fuentes' neighbors whose names are being withheld over concerns they may be harassed or targeted by Fuentes' followers. You're interviewing my neighbors. It says, on the topic of Fuentes, most of the neighbors Hate Watch spoke with say the live streamer who pumps out vociferous white nationalist propaganda on his live streams appears meek in real life, keeping to himself, apparently entertaining few visitors, and does not call attention to himself. Several said that when he is at his home in Berwyn, his movements appear to be limited to passing from his garage to the back door of the apartment. Fuentes' building is located on a quiet tree-lined street, a short walk from one of Berwyn's main shopping districts. On the block where the white nationalist two-story building is located, Hate Watch observed his neighbors doing weekend chores and children playing in yards and on sidewalks. From the property's exterior, Hate Watch observed the basement apartment and the first floor was empty. They're literally looking through my windows.
On the second floor, the blinds were drawn. Hate Watch also observed a construction permit on the window of the first floor of the building. Neighbors confirmed Hate Watch's impression that the basement and first floor appear to be currently unoccupied, with Fuentes and his live streaming operation on the second floor. On another visit, a Hate Watch reporter knocked on the front door, but there was no answer. So look, like, I'm not one to complain. You know that about me. One thing you know about me is I don't complain. Like, I hate complaining. But how messed up is it? How messed up is this? This is insane. This is f***ed up. And this is totally insane that a far-left political group with $1 billion in cash is posting for everybody to know where a person lives with this much detail. This is insane. We look through his windows. This floor is unoccupied. We think he lives in the second floor. We talk to his neighbors. We knocked on the front door. These are his habits. These are his whereabouts. This should be illegal. What is the purpose of this? It's not like they're reporting on my rhetoric or my show or my operation. They're literally telling everybody, this is where he lives. Get him. If you want to kill this guy, this is where he is. This is where you can find him. This is where you can physically hurt this person. That's all that is. And everybody knows that. That is like a soft form of homicide. Because that is what they're doing here. They're trying to incite people to kill me. They're saying, if you want to mess with this person, harass this person, intimidate, assault, murder this person, this is where you can find them. That's what it is. While simultaneously saying, he's a vociferous white nationalist, but he's evil, his fans are insane, okay? But then it gets better, if that's not bad enough. So this super rich organization is just doxing a civilian, doxing a citizen. That's not bad enough. They get what they want. Okay, the docs exists because of the SPLC. And when I get in controversy, people start showing up. And yeah, someone tries to kill me. And now a young man is dead. Not this young man, but the person that tried to kill me was killed by police. Now, fast forward a year and a half later, and people are seriously saying that I'm getting paid by this organization. People are saying, oh, you sold out to the SPLC. You took money. Oh, now I see why you support the Democrats. You're an SPLC informant. And no one will ever know and no one will ever care, because that is the nature of the information space. These pro-Trump influencers, they do not care about the truth. They have no integrity. They're all being paid. They have identified me as somebody that is contrary to Trump, contrary to the Republican Party. And so because I am the enemy, now they're just going to put that out there. They don't care that it's not true. Laura Loomer, all these other people putting this stuff out, this is just going to be another one of those things they say about me. Just like the J6 thing. Oh, that SPLC. Oh, I heard he was with the SPLC. But it's just one of those things that through repetition they put out there. And nobody knows the SPLC is responsible for almost taking my life. I have to move because of them, because they almost killed me. And now I'm going to be tarred for the rest of my career with this insinuation that I'm also being paid by them. So even if somebody tries to kill you, they're still going to say you're being paid by them. Okay?
This information we cover is not number one. It's everything. This is not some political genre. This is a fight for civilization and our very lives. You hear all these movies about coaches and stuff get out there and win, and they don't care, and they come together, and it's triumphant. That's for a game. But we recognize that because we're supposed to be able to come together and do great things. So the system goes, oh, you go out and do a children's thing. You go out and play a sport. That's where you put your manhood. That's who we honor. That's who we admire. Then they even take that away from you and put men and women sports. It's all about taking every human institution and destroying it.
That was sweet, huh? Did you like that? Yeah!
So you watch these coaches in games, especially the playoffs. They're just, everybody looks at the coach. That's good. It's how a man's supposed to act. He really cares. He's got the numbers, the facts. He knows the other side. He's on the ball. Because you're supposed to do that in life and business and culture and health and with your relationship with God. You're supposed to act like that about the real world, like Trump and Elon Musk are. Instead, these evil little nerds who weren't in the cool club and hate everybody, and they love passive-aggressive murder. Makes it thrills them to know they're growing spike protein in everyone and killing everyone and making money off of it while they do it. And we're too stupid to figure it out. And you look at that photo with Fauci, like holding Hotez. And Hotez, he's on TV. Like, he'll be laughing new pandemics. Trump will have it crashing down. He won't stop us. Your children need more shots. You don't think they don't know what it's doing? They did it on purpose. And so you've seen FBI chief counsel in Connecticut go, yeah, we wouldn't start the lawsuits on Jones. You've seen the CIA, FBI undercover videos are like, yeah, we couldn't take him out criminally. We investigated him and found out he didn't do anything wrong. And yeah, under, national security. So we went and set all this up and ran PR about him and demonized him with stuff he never did so we could then do this. They did that to America. They did that to families. They did that to God. They did that to X and Y chromosome. They're attacking it all because it's in the way of their devilish plan. It's a kill, steal, and destroy.
Alex Jones. Tomorrow's news today. Between the time when the censors drank the voices of the free and the rise of the unyielding truth seekers, there was an age undreamed of. And unto this, Alex Jones, destined to bear the crown of revelation upon a vigilant brow, fighting the shadows of tyranny. It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of his saga. Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
The story you're about to see is true. All of it is verifiable and documented. This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
We know the government's planning terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners. If you do it, we're going to blame you because we know who's up to it. Or if you let some terrorist group through it, like the World Trade Center, we know who to blame. If any terrorism comes, it's from this government. And if there was an outside threat like a Bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need. This Orwellian phony system.
Long live the Constitution and death to the New World Order.
Death to the New World Order. Get the idea of losing our sovereignty. We don't like this flag, and we're sick and tired of it.
The revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punishment.
Don't you stand for America, sir? What about the Federal Reserve and the CFR? You people are being lied to. This country's been taken over by Europe. And I'm being drug out. Laugh at it.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me?
I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
If you want them, come and take them.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
InfoWars just lost their war on info. Yesterday, Apple,
iTunes, Vimeo, and Spotify,
YouTube, Twitter,
and Facebook have all blocked Alex Jones and InfoWars.
Jones. He was subpoenaed by the bipartisan House committee investigating the insurrection.
1776! 1776!
Alex Jones must sell off nearly all of his personal assets.
Jones owes $1.5 billion.
InfoWars is shutting down.
They may shut him down, but they won't shut him up.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
Well,
west, southwest, down in Texas, there's this fella I want to tell you about, fella by the name of Alex Jones. At least that was the handle his freedom-loving parents gave him, and he made pretty good use of it himself. This Alex Jones, well, he's a straight shooter. He calls himself an info warrior, a globalist killer, even a goblin slayer.
Okay.
He's a truth bomber, dropping nukes of knowledge across radio waves, television sets, and all over the World Wide Web. Many have tried to stop him, shut him up, or silence him, but it never quite worked out. Not for a man like him.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
He's a real Paul Revere of the 21st century. A truth teller. Hell, even more honest than old honest Abe Lincoln. That's Alex Jones.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
There's a lot about the man that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Not until I tuned into InfoWars, that is. Then things started to become clear.
Are you going to find these guys? Or, you have any promising, leads?
Leads? Yeah, sure. I'll just check with the boys down at the crime lab. They got four more detectives working on the case. They got us working in shifts! Leads.
Now this story that's about to unfold, well, it started back just about the time the Twin Towers in Building 7 collapsed.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
I only mention it because, well, sometimes there's a man. I won't say hero because what's a hero? But sometimes there's a man. And I'm talking about Alex Jones here. Sometimes there's a man. Well, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's... ah, hell. I've done introduced him enough.
For me, with everything going on, the big takeaway is the world is in a fourth turning, a mega change. The globalists know that. Their plan is failing, and just because we're opposing them doesn't mean things aren't going to derail and get really, really nasty. It just means coming out of all these crises, we have a shot of building a civilization and having some civilization survive and then rebooting it and building something even better going into a new golden era. Anyone in general not rooting for Trump and his economic plans is insane. And for the left, not to share, but around the world that want economic collapse, believing they're going to bring in their new socialist utopia or communist utopia on its ashes, in all the actuaries and all the futurist studies and all the Rand Corporation analysis and my own, and there's really nobody, including the establishment, that thinks you're going to get your New World Order, transhumanist, you know, communist, Great Reset now. That's what everyone's rebelling against. That's the old system that they were trying to push as the new system. But just because that's falling apart, again, doesn't mean that we're out of the woods. And I came across articles today talking about rich enclaves in the United States, and there's others around the world, where the ultra-rich don't want to be next to a big city. They don't want to be next to the glitz and glamour. There's mass exoduses to rural areas where they're building armored redoubts where you'll have 20 to 30 to 40 rich people, and I mean people building $40 million houses and bunkers, ahead of what's happening. And then there's even more ultra-rich that have all sorts of hidden facilities in the middle of nowhere, and the ultra-rich have giant fleets of yachts and flotillas where you've got a lot of these Google billionaires will have a line of 6-7 ships, some that are just massive, and they own private islands in the South Pacific, then they also know things are so dangerous, they're ready to flee there. So that acceleration of people running for the hills and building their bunkers has been going on for a long time, but it's just peaking and peaking and peaking is a big deal. So when you got signs like that, it gives you a little bit of an idea of what we're navigating here. Yeah, here he is this year, warning of Terminator-style apocalypse. Oh, well, you can go back to 2005-06 where I did reports on that. But now this information's everywhere. And like I've said to Zuckerberg on air and in other ways in the last few years, I said, you better come and join us. You better stop attacking us from behind. If you think you're going to be safe in that armored fortress you've built there in Kauai, think again, I'm not threatening you. I can tell you I love Kauai. I've been there many times. The last few times I went, I cannot go to a store, to the beach, anywhere. or go on a fishing trip without everybody telling me how they can't wait till things collapse to come get you. I mean, the villagers practically have their torches lit. Well, Zuckerberg's got escape yachts as well, and reportedly an escape submarine, an underground deal. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. The point is, guys, that's not going to protect you long-term if stuff collapses. What's going to protect you is getting out of what you're doing and helping turn civilization and society around, okay? And if you think during a total collapse at a few weeks or a few months into it that your security detail isn't going to turn on you, that's a whole other thing. Times, and I've said this hundreds of times to Trump personally, sometimes five, six times when I'm talking to him. Please stop saying it's on accident. Please stop saying they're incompetent. We can send you all the documents. It's on purpose. Here's who runs it. Here's who does it. Now, that was 8-9 years ago and off and on throughout that. Now he's got all his advisors, or most of them, and all the evidence, and you hear him more and more saying, the Democrats are kamikazes, it's all on purpose, they hate America, they're Satanists, they want to bring us down, it's all premeditated. Yes, 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 because it's the truth, and when you tell the public, oh, they're idiots, oh, they don't know what they're doing, oh, they're so incompetent, yeah, their constituents are, but not the people running it. It's the exact same leftist New World Order, BlackRock, UNWEF program all over the frickin' world. It is a premeditated evil attack in their own damn words. They are villains. It's not like, oh, they're just misguided fools. No, this is on purpose, people. That's what the Great Reset is. They're doing it on purpose. It's on purpose. On purpose. On purpose. On purpose. On purpose. So, this is what they do. They're scum. The opposite of competence. The opposite of trying to deliver success and excellence. Because they want to demoralize you and break your will. Remember how Gavin Newsom went, yeah, we could clean up San Francisco and L.A. anytime we want, but we only did it for Xi Jinping. He just went, and as soon as he's gone, we're going to have everybody crap everywhere and murder and kill and zombie and needles everywhere. You remember? You want to see the clip?
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming.
Well, this was certainly, certainly interesting. We've never had such technical difficulties in 17 years in these offices. But the board went out, everything fried. A bunch of crazy stuff. And Nick Fuentes has been very kind to sit there for 25 minutes. So the viewers, while we got this back up, and I'm getting really bad audio in my ears, but I'm guessing we're back, Houston, right? Get a thumbs up? Okay, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate that. So, Nick, I'm just going to give you the floor until the hour ends. We're going to come back and restart the show out of the backup studio. But what a circus. I'm not going to say it's the CIA or whatever, but it's just interesting coincidence that we shut down tomorrow at midnight and start the Alex Jones Network and craziness like this happens. So thanks for sitting there for 25 minutes. While you were sitting there on hold, what were you thinking about, Nick Fuentes?
Oh, well, there's a lot to cover, right? I mean, there's a lot to go over maybe on the other side. I think where we left off, we're talking a little bit about the SPLC and, you know, everything that's being talked about over the past couple of weeks, and talking a little bit about your support for Trump, him throwing you under the bus and so on. But I guess, I mean, the big thing we're going to have to get into during the show, the other big thing is the situation in Iran. You know, maybe you want to get into that on the other side in the next hour.
That's exactly where I'm going to go is you called it 2 years ago. I got upset there in Midnight Hammer. The Pentagon told him don't do it. Now, fuel's exploding, interest rates are going to go up, inflation, it destroys his plan, and he just gets more pig-headed by the minute.
Yeah, well, and I don't even know what the plan is right now. You know, the big development over the past week is this big blockade they put in place last Tuesday when they extended the deadline indefinitely, or the ceasefire, and now it looks like it could really go in either direction. I'm hearing some reports, they say that Trump may just declare victory and unilaterally end the conflict and leave. Just broke moments ago while we were experiencing technical difficulties that they're actually bringing one of the carrier strike groups back home. So the Gerald Ford is actually on its way back to the United States.
Well, that's actually what Joe Kent advised Trump when he resigned a month ago and again last week. Just leave. Sure, it's not a victory, but at least you can say it is and not get deeper in the quicksand.
Right, and maybe that's what we're going to see. Or it could go the other way and we go back in with more bombing. So we'll see.
All right, 2 minutes, and we're going to make up for time for the 25 loss. I apologize to the viewers. Not the crew's fault. Totally bizarre, pretty much solid state. Board, you know, just died.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife, comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or selling for like $40. We'll be right back. I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Appreciate Nick Fuentes coming on and sitting there for 25 minutes with technical stuff. Never happened. I think it's foreshadowing of us getting shut down tomorrow. The $50,000 board or whatever that never has problems just blew up like a robot with smoke coming out of it. I'm not going to say the CIA or the Israelis sent, you know, bots in, but we know they've got that stuff. Nick, this is a short segment. A bunch of radio stations don't carry it, but you've got the floor. Let's get into Iran. You were the guy that called it. I'm not kissing your ass. It's true. You like... prophetically, how did you do that? And now it's obviously a fiasco. What a disaster. Yeah, aircraft carriers leaving. But Trump is so erratic. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, it's really difficult to say at this point. I think it honestly could go either way. And I predicted a lot of this from the very beginning about, you know, how we would get here and when we would get here. But right now, and I said this on my show last night, we're in this state during the conflict where there is no clear plan. We were very clear about what the plan was at the very beginning. At the end of February, February 28th, when the conflict started, the goal apparently was to hit Iran as hard as possible and collapse the government. We were going to hit them with everything we had, something like shock and awe, and the regime was supposed to utterly collapse and bring about regime change. And initially, they said this would take about 4 days. Trump even said in his statement, he said, and then once this operation is over, the people of Iran should emerge from their homes when we've done our work, effectively when we've defeated their military and collapsed the regime, and they could take back their country. Obviously, that didn't happen. And so those 4 days came and went. It became days, weeks, few weeks, and it became clear the Iranian regime was not only not going to collapse, but it actually consolidated. And it became clear at that point that there was no plan B. We had no idea actually what we were going to do if, one, the Strait of Hormuz had been closed, two, the regime did not collapse, and three, that more bombing was not going to increase Iran's compliance or extract concessions. As we've been in this period now with all these extending deadlines, you might remember it was the first 48-hour deadline, and then it got extended by 5 days, 10 days, 24 hours, two-week ceasefire. Last week, the ceasefire was extended indefinitely, and it seems that Trump administration is pursuing a dual track, where at once they are seriously engaging Iran in diplomacy through mediators like Pakistan, potentially Qatar. At the same time, we're increasing the force posture in the Middle East to carry on this bluff, this bluster, that we're going to escalate the attacks against civilian infrastructure, that we're going to restart the war at some point, that we might carry out more assassination strikes. And so these two things are happening in parallel, pursuing peace, but also mobilizing more assets to the Middle East. And so it's really hard to say exactly where that's going to go, if there will be a diplomatic breakthrough or if the United States is going to have to go in hard again. And like we talked about before that short break, it was just announced that one of the carriers is leaving the region. You got three carriers there, the Ford, the Lincoln, and the Bush. The Ford is now headed back to the United States. So that might seem to indicate that maybe we're drawing down the force posture. At the same time, they say CENTCOM is drawing up plans to attack Iran all over again. This time, their civilian infrastructure, and Trump is on Truth Social saying no more Mr. Nice Guy. So really, it could go either way. I think a resumption of hostilities is inevitable, and it might not happen in days or weeks, but it is going to happen at some point. The core issues remain unresolved, and that's the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, and it's a nuclear issue. There's going to have to be a confrontation. Iran won't budge. The United States is not, simply not able to come off of its red lines. And we're also not able to retreat in a way that doesn't save face in some way. So I think that a return to arms, it's definitely going to happen. I don't know that it's going to happen in this round of fighting. It's conceivable that we find a way to live with Iran charging a toll on the strait. It's also possible that we find that unacceptable and Trump doesn't want to be humiliated and we go back in really hard and we give it another go before we wrap it up. So I think that's kind of the current state of the play. That's where we are in the war. As far as where it goes next, totally unpredictable. I think
and
only
Nick,
Trump.
I totally agree with you. Back in 60 seconds, let's get into other facets of this. Oil prices exploding. Trump now saying 4 more months, same timeline as Russia. How do we get out of this? I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine, nobody else has it, it's next level, and ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria of the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available at galaxystore.com, the very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade, ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the info war, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheUltraStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at TheUltraStore.com. I've been on the air 32 years. It wasn't until a few years ago I started playing air raid sirens almost every day that really highlights we're in crisis. And, you know, if you study geopolitics, energy, war, all this, it's really hard to overstate how serious things are. Inflation's exploding. Major crop planting is not happening. There's a guaranteed famine for millions of people next year. Already baked in. 30% of fertilizer not going through the Strait of Hormuz of the global fertilizer. The list goes on and on. The neocons are saying it's trillion D-chest, that this will make our oil industry boom. But really the numbers are it's just going to increase prices for everybody. That kills Trump's recovery that I was so supportive of. So we look at this, and we look at every time we have a peace deal, Israel attacks Lebanon or attacks Iran to break the deal. The Iranians won't even go to the peace negotiations. They say Trump's not in charge. And then Trump, like a little kid, goes, oh, I actually canceled the negotiations. The UAE just left OPEC in a big blow to Saudi Arabia and the whole Western alliance. This is hurting long-term the petrodollar. It's hurting America. Trump knows that, but he doesn't have an exit ramp. And so I have to ask you the question, Nick, other facets of this, but the big question, obviously the Epstein files. And people get mad when I say this. It's just a fact. I've never seen evidence of Trump doing something wrong, but he told MTG and others, this embarrasses my friends. He said publicly, this hurts a lot of innocent people. Well, why do innocents fear the truth coming out? So about 8-9 months ago when Elon left, that's when everything started to change. From your research, from what you know, obviously Trump is a different Trump, worse, you know, in his bad aspects. Is it compromise? Is it frontal lobe dementia? And then what do you predict is going to happen? What are the different scenarios now? Because he does seem to be degenerating quickly. And then we get into the different camps now of the insane. You had a term on your show for what it was. It's not MAGA now. It's not Israel first now. It's you had a great term. I forget what it is. But now it's morphed into this minority of people, mainly weren't Trump supporters before, that are now these slavish supporters. And then you've got the majority of Trump supporters that are totally freaked out but don't like the Democrats. And the poll numbers are plunging. It's a total disaster. And I know for people inside the White House, 6 months ago they were doing alarm bells, but he just doesn't listen. Has he made a secret deal to give the Democrats the House and Senate, and maybe he thinks they're going to leave him alone? Does he believe that deal's going to work? I mean, a lot of this is speculation, but you seem to be over the horizon with your predictions, Nick Fuentes.
Well, it's funny you say that about Epstein, and, I'm a little bit skeptical of how much that's related to this, but here's what I will say about it, and this is just not ignorable. You're right. You're 100% right that the timeline is incredibly conspicuous. So it was only a week before Rising Lion. That was Israel's original operation against Iran last year that precipitated Midnight Hammer. When Israel attacked Iran, by the way, what day did they attack Iran last year? June 13. June 13, 6-13, there's 613 commandments in the Mishnah. So in the Old Testament, the Jews believe they're people of the book, they're people of the law. There's the Ten Commandments, but throughout the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible, there's actually 613 commandments. They compile them in the Mishnah. That's the basis of rabbinic Judaism. So sort of interesting numerology. Before Israel attacked Iran, just a week before, like you said, Elon made his last visit to the Oval Office. And if you remember, he went to the Oval Office with a black eye. And they said at the time, Elon was playing with his kids and little X hit him in the face with a toy or something like that. That's why he had a black eye. Trump actually commented on that. He said, I offered to give Elon makeup, but he refused because he wanted everybody to see. That's a sort of a weird statement. So that was the last time Elon was in the Oval. He had the black eye. And Trump said, I told him to cover it up, but he wanted everybody to know he had the black eye. It was then a week after this, you might remember, that when Trump and Elon had their falling out, Elon said, well, the reason Trump won't release the files is because he's in them. Then you get the war. Then the war goes on for 12 days. They call it the 12-day war. It ends with Midnight Hammer. And then a couple days later, Trump brokers the ceasefire between Israel and Iran. Month later, Netanyahu makes his third visit to the White House up to that point on what day? July 7th, 7-7. More news. So 6-13, 7-7, these are the bookends. And it was the day before Netanyahu's third visit to commemorate and celebrate the victory in the war, where Netanyahu presents Trump with a gift, celebrating the victory over Iran. It was the day before that the DOJ promulgated the memo from Pam Bondi, which buried the Epstein files. So you bookend the Iran war with the weird numerology, but also then the Epstein files. Elon brings it up. He's got the black eye. And then Pam Bondi puts out the memo saying there's no black book, there's no client list, and we're not investigating anybody any further. Fast forward to now. It was a week before this second war with Iran broke out that you had Congress release the files. And it was in January, everybody remembers, that's when all the files came out and flooded the internet. Not a few weeks after this, you get the second Iran war. And then, and this is something which didn't get enough attention, it was a couple weeks ago that Melania Trump, out of nowhere, out of a clear blue sky, this was after the ceasefire was...
Trump said he didn't know she was going to do it. She comes out and says it's real, it should be investigated, contradicting him. Getting ahead of something. That was huge. Talk about that. And then I forget the name of it, but when they launched this newest war 61 days ago, Israel launched it on the day that 2,300 years ago, the Jews rose up and killed the Persians. It's called Purim or something. Remember that? So it's not even cryptic. They're not even hiding it. They said, oh, Netanyahu said we do this on the day where we rose up and killed all of the Persians. They're saying they're liberating Persians, but now we're killing you all.
Yeah, so February 28th was the day when they launched the war. That was a Friday. I believe Purim was that following Monday. And you're exactly right. It does commemorate the Jewish defeat over the Persians. And when the Israelis win, when the Jews win, they slaughter 70,000 Persians. This is in the Old Testament. That's what that holiday commemorates. And that is what started Roaring Lion. It was Rising Lion last year. It's Roaring Lion this year. And then, like you said, ceasefire gets announced 3 weeks ago to the day yesterday. It's a week after this that Melania Trump goes out there, like you said, unannounced press conference, contradicting her husband and says, oh yeah, the Epstein files are legitimate and I knew nothing and I had nothing to do with that, seemingly like she's getting ahead of something. And so I honest to God, I'm one of the less conspiratorial people about the Epstein files.
Yeah, you've been criticized because I know you study. I get it. That's why I respect you. Sometimes I disagree, but I always know from data why you're saying it. I never saw any Trump stuff with Epstein. But his Ludnick lying, going to the island, and he said it publicly. MTG first told me before she resigned a week before. She said, no, he told me it'll embarrass my friends. He said this is going to hurt innocent people. What do you mean? So, yeah. So, again, did he make a deal? Is he using the Epstein file to blackmail them? What do you think's happening?
I'm not sure exactly. I would imagine, though, the leverage goes against him. I would imagine potentially the leverage goes against him. Maybe there's something in the files because, again, the DOJ still has half the files. There's supposed to be 6 million files. That's not a joke or something. Not that 6 million is funny in any way, but they only released 3 million. That's half of the total. Who knows what could be in the other? And you got to understand what was in the files already embarrassed Trump. There's documents in there saying that he was like eating babies' intestines. And obviously these are things that are, these are just tips the FBI received. They're not corroborated. It's not evidence. It wasn't proven in court, but it's like, this
stuff
is deeply...
him and showed him all this. And he just said, it's a new Russia. That's what I think it is. They showed a bunch of crap. He just said, forget that. I'm not facing that. Which then he, by extension, made himself guilty in.
Right. And it's possible they could be threatening him. There could be other things going on. It's hard to, we can only speculate what the real situation is because there's no evidence. But I will say, and this is where I'm not an Epstein maximalist, but you just cannot ignore the way that timeline maps onto this one. You know, you just wouldn't be a good investigator if you didn't put all those things together. And you're not necessarily sure exactly where that leads, but clearly there's something going on here. And you know, what we know about Epstein and the whole thing is that all of that ran through the Israeli deep state. All of that ran through all these various former prime ministers, defense ministers of Israel like Ehud Barak. It all runs through Unit 8200, Israeli intelligence. And what is Unit 8200 and Israeli intelligence deeply embedded in? Well, Silicon Valley. Because it was in the year 2010 that Netanyahu and Ehud Barak and all these different Israeli ministers, they basically told Unit 8200 in the IDF, go to the United States and start a bunch of tech startups. Get in at the ground floor at all these different unicorn Silicon Valley companies. And now they're deeply embedded in all these different companies. You have to look at people like a Joe Lonsdale, like an Alex Karp, a Sean Maguire. Sean Maguire is a spy. Sean Maguire, well, allegedly, I'm using that loosely speaking, obviously. Sean Maguire's a partner at Sequoia Capital. It's like the number one venture capital firm in Silicon Valley. They approve so much of the money that goes into these startups, these tech startups over there in El Segundo and even further north.
And a lot of them are produced by the Israeli government, the U.S. government, and others. They then sheep dip them and claim it's a private company, and they own them and run them.
Well, and, you know, Sean Maguire, his wife is Israeli, his kids are Israeli, he's like a Jewish nationalist. All these guys are like that. Joe Lonsdale's like that. Joe Lonsdale says the hero is Cyrus. Who is Cyrus? The Jewish Messiah. The Gentile Jewish Messiah in the Bible. They're all like this. And so,
well,
let me say this then.
I don't think there's any doubt that's happening. Israel sees the weakness of the Democrats. They're making their move, not to control foreign policy, but domestic, saying eight-front war. Why did Israel make its move right now to take over the U.S.?
Well, I think that Israel recognized that they're losing the American constituency. They're recognizing that they're losing control of America, losing control of the conversation.
So if they beat us up like a wife trying to leave, it'll make us come back.
Well, I think it's more like they're trying to swipe our credit card as much as they can before we get the divorce. You know, to follow the metaphor.
Yeah, the Israelis are like, soon we won't need America. Screw them. They've said that. We're getting exactly. So yeah, swipe the credit card as fast as possible.
Right. This is their go for broke. They're really going all the way. I will also say.
So they know they're cornered. They know the world's turned against them. Most unfavored nation in the world in Gallup. Exactly. So they're just screw it. Total chutzpah.
It's not just that. That's a huge part of it, which is they anticipate that the progressive left might take power and they're skeptical of Israel's expansionist agenda. But the other part of it has a lot to do with the timeline of the Iran nuclear deal. This really, the countdown started when Trump withdrew the United States from the JCPOA in 2018. Because Obama brokered with John Kerry the JCPOA, the original deal in 2015, sunsetted in 10 years. Trump gets elected with the help of the Israelis. You know, that it wasn't a Russian connection. It was an Israeli connection. And one of the things they wanted was for him to tank the deal, which he did in 2018. Now, the Iranians continued to abide by the deal for about a year up until 2020. That's when they finally stopped carrying out all their obligations for the deal. Joe Biden gets elected, and nobody knows this, but immediately in 2021, Biden tried to resurrect the deal. Biden immediately in the first year in 21 tried to go to the Iranians and put the deal back together, and the Iranians weren't into it. Well, he kept trying, and for a couple of years, it looked like maybe he was going to get it, because in 2023, Beijing brokered a rapprochement between Saudi Arabia and Iran, which is a huge deal for you. I mean, you know this, and everybody else maybe knows this too. Saudi Arabia and Iran were in a proxy war for many, many years. China brought an end to that in 23. In August of 23, just a couple months before October 7th, Biden had a prisoner swap with the Iranians. We gave them their Iranian prisoners. We got American prisoners. And then we unfroze that $6 billion that was frozen in South Korea in Iranian funds. It was on its way to Qatar and then to Iran. 2 months later, you get October 7th and spoils all of this. So it was looking like maybe, and maybe this is far-fetched, but certainly Biden was
Israel's
trying to get.
No, Israel continued to sabotage peace deals.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, Biden was trying to get the Iranian nuclear deal back together. October 7th shut that all down, and then they got Trump elected. And this has just been one rolling campaign ever since October 7th, taking that pretext, using it for a war in Gaza, using it to expand the war into Lebanon, into Yemen, Iraq, Syria, and then ultimately into Iran itself, which they consider to be the head of the snake. And so, you know, yes, it's like they anticipate the progressive left will take over and curb Israeli influence, but also the countdown started when Trump pulled us out, and then they and we had to act.
So you're good looking at the future. I've asked this a couple times. I want you to look at the crystal ball here. Now Trump, and I got a clip of this, and he had Bessette say it over the weekend, and now he's saying it. Oh, 4 months. So now we're May, June, July, August. You know, that's just roping us into this. And oh, we got this big blockade. Well, the blockade hurts us as much as it hurts them. And BlackRock's so happy because it derails us and puts us into default. The country was already at the edge of bankruptcy. So that's why up above this 35,000-foot view, but even above Israel, that's why the globalist banks are happy. How do you see this unfolding? Make predictions. Not predictions, you're saying 100%, but if you're guessing, where does this go? Because now we're told 4 months. In fact, play the clip. Here's Trump just today, and he's saying, we'll play the clip, but like, oh, we're on the same timeline as Ukraine now. Well, what's that? It's open-ended. The EU says it's a 20- to 30-year war. They're getting conscription ready. The Selective Service here is getting conscription ready. I mean, what are they planning? Here's the clip.
But which war do you think ends first?
That's an interesting question. You know, coming from you, that's very interesting. Which war would end first? I don't know. Maybe they're on a similar timetable. I think Ukraine, militarily, they're defeated. Okay. You wouldn't know that by reading the fake news, but militarily, look, their Navy. So they had 159 ships. Every ship is right now underwater. Typically, that's pretty good. What do you think, Jared? I mean, it's going to be hard for them to make a naval comeback. Okay. Now they have an Air Force. Every one of their planes has been shut down or has been decimated. They have missiles. About 82% are gone. and they have drones, and most of them are gone. Most of the factories are mostly gone. And we have tremendous anti-drone equipment now between lasers and that new, very special machine gun that knocks them out of the air like flies. And we use bullets instead of million-dollar, missiles to knock out a $30,000 drone. So I would say Jared would tell me that with everything you just heard, typically we're in pretty good shape. And in addition, their economy is crashing. Their money, they don't have a name for it. Their money is valueless. They've got inflation that nobody's ever seen before. Other than that, I think they're doing quite well. If you read the New York Times, you'd say they're doing wonderfully because it's fake news. Or if you watch CNN, you cover it all the time. You think they're doing well. Do you think they're doing well where they have no Navy, no Air Force, no anti-aircraft apparatus, other than what they may have put there? They may have brought in some light stuff during the ceasefire, and we know exactly where it is, so it'll be knocked out within the first 15 minutes.
So we were told it was a four-day war, and it wasn't about regime change. Now it is. And, okay, we dropped 7.6 million bombs on Vietnam and lost. We've dropped 20,000 on them. Trump's saying we blew their Navy up. Their power was never about Navy. So how does this end? I guess Trump could pull out now and declare victory. That's a smart move. But the Iranians to rebuild, put a toll on the ships. But I don't think Israel's going to let Trump do that. Nick Fuentes.
Yeah, it looks like right now there's a couple of ways that could go. And one way is that we could basically just leave. And this was in the Journal the other day. It said that Trump was exploring the possibility of declaring victory unilaterally and just ending the conflict without a deal. Well, if that happens, then Iran retains control over the Strait of Hormuz. And they're not just going to take control over it. They're going to charge money for every ship that goes through. And they're saying that's going to be about $1 per barrel of oil or $2 million per ship. And if we just leave right now, let's just imagine what happens on the next day. Well, one, Iran wins. This is a loss for the United States. It's a strategic defeat completely. We hit them with everything we had.
No, I agree, but if Trump doubles down, that's a bigger failure. So the point is, it's a Pyrrhic victory already. Joe Kent's right. Get out now.
Well, I'm just talking about the logic here from the point of view of the military planners. And not only that, not only does Iran get the Strait, but then they get to charge money, and they're going to use that money to then rebuild their arsenal. And so they say they're already excavating their missile production facilities. They're going to restart that. That's a lot of money coming in. And that will deter any future U.S. action, because if we try to take another swing at it, this year, next year, down the road, well, Iran will more easily be able to close the strait. They will have built more missiles, more drones. They know what works, what doesn't. They have taken some of our unexploded ordnance, like our bunker buster bombs, and are reverse engineering them. So the point I'm trying to make is that from the point of view of the U.S. and Israel, if we withdraw right now, all that does is start another countdown timer. Just like last year, when we went to war with Iran last year, what did that do? It accelerated Iran's timeline to either enrich more uranium, build 300 more missiles per month, and the Israelis started getting anxious, saying every month we wait, Iran is building another 300 missiles that are going to rain down on Tel Aviv.
And that's why, regardless, it's a lose-lose situation.
It is, because the alternative is we just go back in right now. And this is why the only, Joe Kent said, and he's right about this, he said, we have to withdraw and then restrain Israel. That's the operative part of that. Because you can withdraw, they'll drag us back. You can withdraw, you'll get another meeting with Netanyahu and Mar-a-Lago, like on New Year's, like in December. What you have to do is regime change in Israel. Their elections are coming up.
So what does Netanyahu say to Trump that has him by the short hairs?
I'm sure that the influence over Trump is very sophisticated. They've penetrated his administration. They've penetrated Central Command, which is where this war is being run out of in the Pentagon. It's one of the most Israeli infiltrated entities in the U.S. government. They penetrated the National Security Council. They have Mike Waltz as the U.N. ambassador from the NSC. So, who knows? I don't think that he's saying any magic words necessarily, or who knows? Maybe he is. But I think that they've basically created a matrix surrounding Trump. And this is what all the anonymous sources say. They have convinced Trump that this would be easy. Maybe they did Venezuela to whet his appetite. They said, oh, Iran's going to be easy like that. You're going to be this, historical president.
Last week he said, look at Venezuela. This will be the same. He told Tucker a month ago, last time they talked, he said, it always works out for me. It's like a gambler. It's like just delusional.
It is, and I'm sure that's part of it. I'm sure they told them, look, this is how it's going to go. You're going to hit Iran. The government's going to collapse. And leaders are prone to this. That's what Putin thought about Ukraine. They cut a line straight to Kiev. They bombed the airport because they thought the government would just fall and they wouldn't fight back, and that would be that.
Yeah, they didn't know it was a NATO setup. I knew that.
Yeah,
I told Putin. And I told him on air. I said, you're walking into a NATO trap.
And we walked into a trap here. I mean, literally the exact same mistake. Trump thought that we were going to go in, they would collapse. They didn't. Now it's a war of attrition. They've taken the straight as the military knew they would. Trump said it was
I love how you're totally vindicated even more than me because I was behind the curve, but I'm super vindicated. We're like batting 1,000 and we're the bad guys. Like all I do is somebody's right. I listen to them. Like we're totally right informed. You know all the issues and then these idiot neocon people attack us. Every time Trump says he's won, every time he says, you know, see, you're idiots, and it falls apart in hours.
Yeah. That's how it would be.
Let's come back and talk about the nonsense of this. Then I want to hit the midterms, Trump's approval rating. What do we do? We back Republicans? What happens? I mean, this is a disaster. The polls are in. The Republicans are about to lose the Senate, not just the House. Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts. And they're symbols of your support and you're being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical-grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. And you said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Media that care about all their narcissistic garbage, and I think about Nick Fuentes and myself, because the guests I have on are people that are accurate. I can disagree with their overall views on some things, but I'm obsessed with people that are right over and over and over again. That's my North Star. And so, Nick, I sit here in horror. Okay, you get millions of listeners today, so do I. And I'm not bragging here, but it's like, do people realize, like, we know what we're talking about? Pentagon tells Trump to do this war. He does it. We've been right about it all. So we get demonized, even though it's leading us towards destruction. It's just extremely frustrating to just tell the truth and then be demonized by a bunch of idiots that lie to themselves. I guess what I'm asking you is, how surreal is it, since you've been doing media since you're 16, and now you're at the very center of this, and I know you want America to succeed, so do I. When we try to get it off its destructive course, we're traitors. And it's like a sick part of me says, fine, people that all want to be slaves and destroyed, we'll show you, but then we're going to get taken down with them. So it's very paradoxical. We can't give up. How optimistic, you're just big picture, like futurist Nick Fuentes. What are the different angles, the midterms, Trump? You've got the floor here. Where do you see this going? And what can the public do to try to take back control of our destiny? Well, what are solutions?
Well, you're right. It's very frustrating. And, you know, that's probably the most frustrating part is, on some level, people are working against their own interests. People are being deceived and they're being made to work against what is really in their best interest, what's good for them. Which is to say that we're in a war with Iran. We're not getting the deportations. We're not getting the Epstein files. Like, the list goes on and on. I said it on my show the other night. It's like, what was all of this for? 10 years, all this struggle, the fight, and it's for weed legalization, a White House ballroom, a war with Iran, and a corporate tax cut. It's not very good. And yet people are being convinced to defend this. Here's the solution, and here's maybe a way to reframe it a little bit. I said on my show on Monday, there's sort of a black-pilled way to think about this, and there's a clear-pilled way to think, or a white-pilled way to think about it. And the black pill is to sort of throw our hands up and say, this is so frustrating. Everybody is brainwashed. Everybody's being tricked and misled, really by calculated deception. This influence campaign by the influencers who are being paid, that's manufactured. That's calculated. It's intentional. And we could sort of throw our hands up and say it's so frustrating that they seem to be winning the propaganda war. People are being misled. People are being tricked. We're on the money. We know what we're talking about. Why won't they listen? And it's very sad that people are not free thinkers, or it's sad that people don't find the real information, or they're not receptive to it, or they get confused. I would say the other way to look at it, though, is to realize that we're playing the same game as the pro-Trump influencers. We're just playing it differently. Maybe we're playing the game all wrong. And maybe we need to start thinking more like them. We could sort of lament the fact that people don't think and people are followers and all this, all these problems that we have. Or we could kind of think, how do we build a better mousetrap and say, how can we actually create propaganda? How can we create a patronage network? How can we create a systematic movement? How can we create a system that makes people think our way? And I think that I'm white-pilled if young people are paying attention to how all of this works. People really need to be students of power, how power works, the relationship between media and money and power. And so to me, what's exciting about, you know, the Groypers, about InfoWars, is we have the young people. It's young people that watch us, and particularly the young men. They're the ones that are going to make the change, the young geniuses. If we have the young geniuses and visionaries, everything flows from them. It does not flow from the boomers. It doesn't flow, honestly, from any women. It doesn't flow from low IQ people. It's the brightest. It's the most eclectic.
And
the
that's
most
why
dynamic.
The corrupt power structure targets the young men, just like a lion will kill the baby lions or a grizzly bear will kill the baby males. Absolutely. If we didn't have the power, they wouldn't be trying to destroy us.
Right. That's the most important demographic, though. They are the future. And it's not just all of the young people. It's in particular the cognitive elite, the smartest young men in universities or trying to break into tech or finance or politics.
And by the way, that's what the United States says they're worried about. We don't care about terrorists. We don't know about interesting people.
Right, right. And truly, that has always been the game of the intelligence community, is to look for those people and try to recruit them and get them on side and bring them into the fold. We have them instead. I'm white-pilled about that, but the young men need to become students of power. They need to get a little bit more sophisticated. And I think that, you know, what is the political solution out of this? People talk about political solution, usually they mean voting. And I think that, yeah, voting is not really going to help a ton. I think that the best bet for us in the future is 26, Democrats win by a lot. And the only reason I want to see that is because the Democrats in the House will have oversight powers and they can slow down this administration. The administration is doing
harm now.
So you want
to use the Democrats as a check?
Yes, yes, exactly. I don't support Democrats in and of themselves, but the Trump administration is bad. Like, it's hurting us.
So you want to kill the arrogance.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's why I called for 25th Amendment, Trump, knowing he attacked me. I love it. I was trying to get him, just without having to do that, get him to stop, but he's not stopping.
And he won't. Why would he? I mean, it's total exuberance in the White House. He's a megalomaniac. It's total. You know this. You told me about it. You've said it on your show too. He's totally unhinged. He's out to lunch. And so it's like the only thing that will.
I told you a year ago, but I said don't say it yet. But he is megalomaniac now.
Yeah, and, you know, and it's clear. I mean, it's obvious.
Reconnect with Nick.
Oh,
Nick's back. Nick,
you said
okay. It's totally obvious. Go ahead.
Yeah, I said it's totally obvious, you know, comparing himself to Jesus Christ, his comments on Easter, all these things. Like, it's very clear that he's got some problems here. And so in any case, I think that the only way that we can exert any kind of pressure on him is really from the Democrats. Get them in there to oppose the administration. And then in 2028, this is the real play. We need to find and get behind an America First Republican to win in the primary. Because I think that the last thing that we need is a coronation of J.D. Vance. I know you feel differently than I do about
him. No, let's talk about that. I mean, I get what you're saying. If we lose the midterms, we have a shot at winning the general election. That's just basic political science. But they're going to go for stacking the Supreme Court, cramming it, ending the filibusters. That's why I'm so concerned. But I get your logic that if it's how it works. The party in power then loses power. So if they win the House and Senate, then we win the next time. But you're right. Look, I don't think J.D. Vance is a bad guy. I don't think he's like a Manchurian candidate. But I get your points, serious concerns, whatever. Fine. Then who would be? We'll talk about the larger issue of this process of in it, power, out of power, and then who would be the American first person? Who would be our dark horse? Who would be our savior?
Well, like I said, I think that it just can't be a coronation, because the way it is right now, and this is something that people are not really hip to, is that for the past couple of years, the whole GOP establishment is just lining up behind J.D. Vance. And Rubio, who is now being considered an alternative by like the pro-Israel crowd, even he has said, if Vance runs, he won't oppose. And in Rubio, who knows if that's true? That might just be politics. But like,
well, by the way, I told this story like 6 months before the election. I'm up at TPUSA in Michigan, and they go, "Hey, J.D. Vance was to meet you. I never met him in person." when he was even a candidate, he defended my free speech and all. He was a nice guy. So I got whiskey in there and I talked to him, and he goes, I go, well, I hear you're in, I hear your consideration. He goes, no, I have it. I'm the vice president. And I shook his hand and talked to him about, you got to go after the deep state. Here's the problems. And he goes, yeah, we're on that. And I talked about Smith-Bundtak with him. And then Chase Geiser comes in, was like taping it. So he messed, I'm not mad at Chase, but Chase has a camera and they're like, oh, whoa. You know, I said, delete that right now. But the point was, is that he was just like, no, I have it. Months and months before, he's like, before the nomination, I had it. So what is that? How did he was just like, I have it.
Yeah, I mean, there's something going on there, and he and his wife feel the same way about the nomination. The wife, Usha Vance, allegedly, she's already thinking she's the first lady. She's already thinking she is the married to the president. They don't think they just have the nominee. They think they have the next presidency, or at least
why
maybe
do you
they
think they grabbed
before.
Him at the shooting Saturday night for Trump?
Well, you know, they say that that's standard protocol, but who knows? I mean, maybe they were protecting the real VIP. Maybe they're, you know, who knows? Maybe there's
so
something going on there.
So it's standard protocol to grab the vice president?
I'm saying that's what they said. I'm saying that was their defense. But like you said, I mean, I don't think that sounds, that doesn't sound right to me. Because you're right. Trump was still eating
his dinner. Well, you've been a big critic of Vance, and you predicted this Iran fiasco. Why are you a critic of Vance? Talk about it.
Well, Vance is very close with Peter Thiel, who I don't trust, you know, and I know Tucker's a good friend of Peter Thiel, and I know you feel differently about Palantir and all that, but I don't trust Peter Thiel at all. I'm Catholic. Peter Thiel just was on a recording saying that the Pope is the Antichrist and all this kind of stuff. And anyway, it's besides the point. Vance is a creation of Peter Thiel. He's a creation of Little Tech every step of the way. Recruited at Yale, sent out to Silicon Valley, worked his fake career, no-show job in venture capital. Then he got the $15 million from Peter Thiel with the Trump endorsement to go into the Senate. And so it's like, in other words, this is a guy that kind of owes everybody a lot. He owes all these people his basically his entire career, and he's going to be the president. We don't even know who he is. I mean, 10 years ago, he was a never-Trumper. He voted for Evan McMullen, the CIA agent picked by Bill Kristol to be a spoiler in Utah. He loves Barack Obama. On Inauguration Day in 17, he said, like, Trump supporters hate Obama because he's too smart, he's too cerebral, and they hate that a black guy is more intelligent than them. Like, this is who the guy's a chameleon. I don't know who he is. I don't trust him. I don't love this Peter Thiel thing. He obviously owes everybody. And the way it's shaping out is that in 28, everyone's going to get behind him. And if he goes out there and just starts winning every single primary, there's going to be no room for a real contest. And it's like, there should be, because Trump has been on the ballot three times.
Let me tell you where I'm at on Peter Thiel. I simply cover facts. So you have Alexa 15 years ago, listen to every word you say. For a decade, all the cars are already self-driving. They just don't tell you. 5 years ago, they passed a law with kill switches in all the cars. My point is that it is Little Tech. The reason you see Palantir everywhere is they're doing the same thing Google and IBM and Microsoft do. They're coming in containing the contract. So I'm saying we see corporate media telling us about Palantir all day because they want to go, oh, look, be scared of big tech. I'm not defending Palantir. It's the same thing. I'm simply saying it's just one more flavor at the ice cream shop. So it's not a defense of Palantir. I'm just not going to sit there and like go, oh, this is the surveillance state. It's already there. That's my only point. But I agree. J.D. Vance was basically, like you said, grown by this thing. And, you know, and I was more pro-Trump previously. I saw it as coming in to kind of surveil the deep states, what Trump said, because you got to have a, you know, like an Indian guide like Lewis and Clark to get across the country. You know, Trump has to have some big tech. All the other big tech toast Obama and pledge allegiance to him, who's been the shadow president. So who do we bring in to big tech to take control if it is a Palantir, which I'm not saying we should do, but that was what we were sold. And then Trump said, kind of goes, oh, forget Palantir. Because you look at the budget, Palantir is tiny compared to Google and Microsoft and Amazon and then Oracle. So I'm just like telling listeners, okay, yeah, I'll talk about Palantir every day because New York Times tells me to. I'm just saying the exact same crap is being done by all these other guys, and they get most of the funding. You see my point?
I totally understand. It's just that, you know, to me, I see Palantir as just as bad as them because they're in bed with Israel. You know, they do these contracts.
No, they're
with
using AI to kill people.
Yeah, and it's run by Alex Karp, who's a freak. I mean, Alex Karp is a freak who hates us. He thinks that Christian nationalists are going to kill him for being Jewish. Like,
he says his
totally
number one
insane.
Fear is that Christian nationalists will throw him off a building.
Right.
He's not worried about Muslims.
And they're all like that. Lonsdale at Founders Fund is like that. Sean McGuire at Sequoia is like that. All these people in Little Tech are like that. All these people in El Segundo, all those people in Silicon Valley, they're all like this. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people even that are lesser known, and I happen to know some of their names, but they're like total pro-Israel partisans, pro-Trump, pro-Israel, and that's really what constitutes the movement behind Vance. Even look at his chief of staff. His chief of staff, Jacob Riesis, is a Tikva Fund fellow. So he was literally backed by the Israel lobby from the very beginning. There's this article about how J.D. Vance's entourage is all like 6'5", handsome Chads, and then his little Jewish guy is his chief of staff, Jacob Riesis. It's like, so this is the kind of stuff that's going on over there, and all I'm saying is, in 28, we need a competition. Trump's been on the ballot three times. It's a question of succession.
Well, another question. You go to TV USA or you go to CPAC, it's all Trump. What do they think of the future is?
Right. And it really should be up to us to decide. And I think we need another referendum on the party. And basically we need to say, look, Trump didn't go far enough. The MAGA movement failed. When we can talk about why that is and how it happened. But the MAGA movement does not resemble what it originally was. It's something else now. It utterly and totally failed. It was assimilated to the GOP. I'm not going to vote for more MAGA. I'm not going to vote for Vance or Rubio, who are a part of this train wreck. They're complicit in it. They're a part of it. They own it.
Nick, I'm not going to support it. You got me. I said this at the start of the show. This is an ass-kissing contest. All I know in the universe is go with who has been right the most. You have been as right as much as I have, and I'm one of the best people at that, and you've been even more right in many ways. That's why, give me the future then. And I already said this 8 times, but I want the future. I know you don't like to speculate, but just give me what you think the different breaks are here.
So I think in 28, we have a chance to run a dark horse that's America first. And I don't know who that person's going to be. I've seen some interesting people. I don't want to say necessarily, because if I say them, it might hurt them, yeah. You know. If I say, oh, I like this guy, then they're going to say, oh, meet the Groiper candidate that's going to run for, you know, they're going to do that. But, you know, there's some people that I've seen and I've noticed, some young people that bring some energy to the table.
Well, I can tell you this, because I have off-record meetings, which is not bad to do with the top people, and they are really concerned about you.
Well, I'm not going to run. I'm not old enough.
But no, I mean, they're concerned about your influence. Which is why we don't want the Southern Poverty Law Center to get you killed.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay alive out here, you know.
Yeah, I told you years ago, your main mission is stay alive.
Well, that's it's a low bar, but it's difficult sometimes.
Hey, if you're above ground, it's a good day.
That's so true. I love that. It really is, isn't it? You have to look at it that way sometimes. As long as we're here and we're alive, right? Even if we've lost other things. That's what counts.
But back to my question. That's incredible. Back to what you think is going to happen.
So I think that in 28, we got a shot. We got a window here where we can have another referendum on all this, and we need an outsider to come in and run. Now, I don't know that a candidate like that is going to win. Maybe we could get the vice presidency. And maybe that person can go all the way and win, but I really think we need to be open-minded. A lot of people are trying to say, well, who's it going to be? Who's going to run? Who are we going to get behind that's going to win? It's like in 2016, nobody knew it was going to be Trump. In May of 2015, when that primary started, Jeb Bush was the front runner at like 15%, and people said, oh, Rubio's interesting, Cruz is interesting. That was the field. That was the triumvirate in May of 2015. It was Bush, Cruz, and Rubio. Nobody knew that the asteroid called Donald Trump was going to crash into Earth and change everything forever and define our lives for a decade. And I feel similarly about 2028. Let's not go all in on somebody that we know is not really going to be the guy. Let's open up a space and say, and create the appetite. Let's put the call out and say, we need someone in 28 that's an outsider. We need a leader. We need a Caesar. We need someone that's going to come in and truly put America first, without little tech, big tech, without Israel, without the compromises. We have to choose to believe, because otherwise, I'm going to tell you what, if Vance gets the nomination, I don't think he has a good chance. This is going to be the least popular administration in modern history. It's already a disaster. It's only going to get worse.
Well, yeah, that's why we've seen Vance trying to distance himself from Trump. So exactly. So I'm going to put a headline on this last clip here. Nick Fuentes calls for a dark horse messiah to save America. Are Nick Fuentes calls for a dark horse Republican to save America? What's the headline here?
That's the headline. That's the headline. We need a leader in 2028. We need the leader to rise up and take the nomination. It needs to be a Republican. People think I'm like some Democrat. I'm not. I want them to win the midterms to slow us down. In 28, it's got to be a Republican. A Democrat's going to kill us, like literally.
So there's your headline. So Nick Fuentes calls for a Republican victory in 2028.
With an asterisk. It's got to be an America First Republican. We need a dark horse, non-MAGA. MAGA is dead.
Who would it be? A Massey? Would it be a Tulsi Gabbard? Would it be an RFK Jr.?
It's not anybody that you would think of. It's, you know, because consider there's precedent for this. In 2020, Andrew Yang he's a low millionaire from New York and he got on the debate stage. This is a precedent. In 2024, Vivek Ramaswamy ran for, and he's an unknown. He's a billionaire. He might have been the nominee if it wasn't for Trump. If Trump were not in the race, maybe Vivek would have been competitive. Now you got a guy like James Fish back in Florida, a total unknown entity, going in against Byron Donalds, who is a shoo-in. He went from 4% to 23%, largely through social media, largely through virality on social media.
So it shows there's a hunger rallies for dark horses.
I think the social media is empowering dark horses, unknowns, to step in and take advantage of this. And you'd be surprised if someone has the right skill set, they could really tap into something that's going on. My generational run, clavicular, you know, all these things that have been going on, they're all gesturing towards something, pointing towards something greater. They're all anticipating something, prefiguring something bigger than all of this.
I was about to say, what comes after Trump?
It's got to be something that makes him look like a joke. I mean, what comes after Trump has to make him look like Barack Obama by comparison. It needs to be like serious balls, serious dictator energy. Like, we need someone that isn't playing around, because it, you know, not to be, I'm kidding a little bit, but we do need to get serious. Look at our country. They let in 10 million illegals. We tried to deport them and they rioted to prevent us from deporting people. We're at war in Ukraine. We're at war in Iran. How long before war in Taiwan? The debt's approaching 40 trillion. Like, we have real problems.
I agree. Well, Tucker Carlson, you're no fan of, the numbers show Republicans told him, I agree. And he said, God, I have to appear to him to run for president. He doesn't want that. What if Tucker Carlson ran?
I don't know if I would get behind that. You know, I don't think he has the temperament to lead, and I also think he's too much of an anti-Semite. I don't think someone with that much hatred in their heart. Someone needs to tell Tucker Carlson that, you know, we just actually have to love everybody as Christians. I'm kidding a little bit, but no, I don't like Tucker, and I don't trust him. So I think he's full of it. And, you know, he is kind of like, he did a thing at Turning Point USA and these college kids were pressing him a little bit and he like lost his mind. He was like angry. It's like, if you can't handle a couple of college kids asking about your net worth, how are you going to handle a campaign? I don't think that's going to work out. So, but he's been pretty good though. Lately, he's been pretty good, even though, we have our differences.
I don't know. President Tucker Carlson sounds pretty good.
Ugh.
With Vice President Nick Fuentes.
No, you'd be the vice president if it's him. That's your guy.
Well, listen, Tucker, when nobody was defending me, or you were, but being censored, he did. I mean, I like Tucker.
Yeah.
I know you think he's a weasel or whatever. I really don't. I like the fact he's hot-headed. And like when you said something about his daddy called, you know, threatened to, you know, I mean, I like the hot-headedness. It's like, you know.
Well, I did his show and then he started talking trash about me. I'm like, Tucker, I thought we were friends now. Like, we had dinner. I thought we were cool. And then he starts saying I'm an anti-Semite everywhere. So I want to be his friend. He doesn't want, you know, he thinks I'm gay. He's going around telling everybody that little gay kid that doesn't support JD Vance. It's like, bro, what's
well,
your
wait, don't tell him about
problem?
The threesome you and me and Tucker had in Vegas.
I didn't think you were going to put that out there. That's a, you know. I went straight to Rome from Vegas.
And then JD Vance came in. And then Melania was there.
That was crazy. That was a crazy night, huh?
Me and Tucker had a little good time in that outhouse right there. A joke, folks. It's a joke. Hey, but seriously, I love how you told me like 3 weeks ago, I can't come on. I'm taking a vacation. I'm burnt out. And they claim you're over there plotting Trump's death in Rome.
Yeah, with the Vatican and, well, we're all from Chicago, so we all know each other, right? Me, the Pope, and Obama.
The truth is, I'm going to complain. Me and Tucker and Obama had a threesome.
Damn. I'd like to see that.
Well, it was actually playing golf, but the point wasn't. That's a joke, folks.
I'm just I'd watch that, too.
I'm doing some viral stuff here. All right, Nick, thank you. Sorry about the technical difficulties. You've been proven right. It's amazing. How do people find your show? And are you doing a show tonight? At what time is it?
Doing a show at 9:30 Central. Nick J. Fuentes, but great to be with you, man, and good luck with everything.
All right, Nick, I really appreciate you. Harrison Smith takes over. Tomorrow we're going to late the night. Last show at InfoWars, it looks like. We're trying to do injunctions in court, but who knows? Please support us at AlexFromStore.com. I got so busy, I barely plugged today. Without you fighting us, we're not here. The AlexFromStore.com. The best Bethlehem Blue in the galaxy. God bless you all. Great job, crew.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy. But one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin, or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones Store is doing with their product line. So check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultra Methylene Red.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there, with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione. And just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.